You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast
Why is
on
this
the
so
planet
fucking
Earth.
This is going to be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has
You know what, yours.
Give me the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No.
What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how the host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on riotcast.com.
Hey. See you guys.
All right, we're fucking live, you know. Shit's happening with the audio once again.
What, why?
I don't know. Stuff's happening with this fucking there's something playing over the playing something. But
ah, shit.
Yeah,
every
what
time.
Are you gonna do?
It never goes right at the show.
It never does.
It's amazing.
We have like 9 people. Fucking here, touching shit. But it's all right. Fuck it. Don't worry about it. Fuck it. You got it, right? You're good.
Yeah, my department's all
good. All we have to worry about is Deepu. This is just for me to look like I'm doing something.
Right.
Because I have control issues. This computer is literally just control issues.
We've never used the audio for that source for like 2 months.
It's a Kindle.
Yeah.
He has a Kindle in front of him.
Well, you don't have to.
Yeah, I'm working the whole show.
You don't have to fucking tell me that.
I'm just proud that I've saved the show every week.
Oh.
Past,
yeah, technically. Yeah. Not funny wise.
Yeah. I used to say that about 2 years ago. Deepu, you look like you beefed up a little. You working out?
I've been working out 5 days a week for about five months.
I'm really good at noticing changes in people.
I appreciate that, Joe.
I really am.
Yeah, he does. And he'll never have abs.
Yeah. Me?
Yeah,
hey,
no, him.
Jimmy, you're over there, I think. Oh, no.
No, he's over here because Joe.
Oh, boy.
So here, let's go through. Where is Scopio?
Right here.
Here he is. All right, let's go through this lineup here from... what, did you hit the camera?
Hit the camera, yeah.
That's all right. You're just a dum-dum.
Thank you.
But it's all right. Let's go through the list. Let's introduce our guests.
The list
Scopo.
For list.
Oh, wow.
Our first guy to my list, Joe List, everybody.
Did you mention that I had the number one album in America up until today when it dropped to number two?
I think you just did.
I want you to.
What's
Joe had the number one album in America until today.
That's actually only those iTunes things are only regional for New York.
That's not true.
In Chicago, it's different.
Yeah, well, it was number one in Chicago, too.
Coming in at number two regionally.
Never heard him say that.
Anthony's back.
Hey, Bobby Kelly. A pleasure to be here.
We've got Anthony Cumia.
Yes.
Who we did. We did back-to-back. I did your show. You do my show.
That's how this shit works.
You wash my back. I wash your back.
But in Italian, it's much nicer.
Come see.
And, of course, who else do we got?
The other half of Tuesdays with Stories, Mark Norman.
Hey. Hey, good to be back. Good to be here. Good to be alive.
Good to be. I almost ran you over my car today.
That's what I hear.
I know. You're all red-faced, working out. And
me and Deepu, five times a week.
Speaking of red faces,
we got
the next guest.
Holy shit. Wow.
I'm sorry.
Thank you,
what are you
going to
say? He's the fucking
he's
truth.
Quick.
He's quick. You got two fucking quick assholes.
Yeah.
You got three. You got fucking three of the fastest son of a bitches I know.
Yeah.
And then Deepu's on fire today, too. He hit me on
I'm
Twitter.
I'm in trouble.
No, yeah, you're in trouble. What's going on, Red Face?
Nothing much. Thank you for having me. Good to be back.
Good to be back. Good to have you back, dude.
Thank you.
You were a little late today.
Yeah, I apologize.
What happened?
I was blowing somebody in a par.
Nice day out.
You know, it's a nice day, and
careful, we got flack on our podcast.
Why?
Yeah, told a story about sitting on a guy's dick, and we got some hate from it.
What are you talking about?
Some guy was like, hey, your fans don't want to hear gay sex stories.
That guy followed me on Twitter, though, because he said, hey, a fat gay guy is gross, and I wrote back, agreed, but a thin one, that's cool, and he's like, LOL, and then followed me.
But this guy.
So that's great.
We had another guy that didn't tag, and he was like, hey, your fan, I go, well, you mean you don't want to hear, and then another guy was like, hey, it's fucking disgusting, and he goes, what, are you trying to pander to the left?
Yeah. Nobody got mad. mad. Nobody got mad that I talked about selling subprime mortgages and talking about how great bankrupting the whole country was. No one cared about that.
I know. He does a 10-minute Trump speech, and the guy's like, "You're trying to pander to the left, you homo."
Yeah.
And I'm like,
"Am
I having an unapologetic Republican scream about Trump?"
Yeah. Anthony's dick just got hard.
That tweet was from Gnome.
So, all right, let's introduce the people on the couch, too.
Lauren, get the
Why?
Yeah, because well, that's the way we do it. Why? What a fucking asshole. They're here, father and son.
Father and son.
Eric from Texas.
Eric from Texas.
Johnny.
Johnny, what's up, guys? You guys flew in from Texas just for the show, right?
Basically, yeah.
Oh, no shit, really? I was just fucking around.
Anything going on down there lately?
He is from Dallas.
Oh, well, yeah?
Yeah.
Hey. Are you really from Dallas?
Yeah.
All right, man. Wow. Well, welcome to the show, guys.
God
Thanks
bless.
For coming in.
Thoughts and prayers.
He has that fucking that Dallas man bracelet, too. Leather with fucking steel. Yeah. I love that. I always wanted one of those. We got somebody else downstairs, too, right? Did you check?
The bald guy?
Yeah.
Keith was like,
Well, what if the? Know. All right, whatever.
He could be a psycho.
It's not. Well, dude, he was in on Anthony's show. Why'd you let him in on his show?
One thing I know about Anthony Cumia fans, they're good, solid people.
Salt of the earth.
Everyone in the studio is armed over at my studio. No shenanigans or hijinks going on over there.
No, there's nothing. There's a lot of candy, though.
Candy keeps people at bay. Yeah, yeah.
Is that what it is? Now, you just get out of rehab. Let's talk. We didn't talk about that on your show.
I did.
We didn't really talk about it. You went to rehab.
Yeah.
We touched on it a little bit, and but you got out of rehab. But it seemed like, I mean, my rehab was a fucking, it was all guys, 25 men, sleeping in fucking bunk beds, doing, you know, groups and meetings all day. You couldn't fraternize. I didn't fraternize with women for a year and 2 months.
Bobby, it's probably because you needed rehab.
All right. Well, I'm glad rehab worked.
I don't have a problem.
Yeah, no, that's good.
What was the...
I'm sure you never heard that in a fucking meeting.
Oh, it was fantastic. No, it was just one of the higher end. Actually, it was referred to me by... Artie Lang. Artie was my reference.
Right.
Did he give you
Artie Bucks?
Artie Bucks to spend down there. No, they like revere his room 8, and it was like, this is where Artie
is
stayed.
The Belushi room?
It's like, yeah, the one. Yeah. Uh-huh. It's the wide door, so they don't have to knock a wall down to get the body out. Yeah, it's they revere him down there.
It's a pocket door?
Yeah. So I was like, yeah, you know, I'll go down there. So
how long were you there for?
The standard 30 days. I went 5 days of detox.
But you know, when you go to rehab, you're not supposed to come out and go, no, it was a good time.
But it was. Like, I had a lot of fun down there. People were very cool. Yeah, 5 days in detox where I hadn't had anything to drink quite a few days prior to even going to detox. And then they have you, you know, breathalyze, and it was a 0-0. Yeah. And then they're like, well, you got to take this because we don't want you to have a seizure during detox. I'm like, I'm not detox. Don't worry about it. Like, no, you have to. And they gave me a Xanax. And I sit there, and I don't take Xanax. I drink some wine and beer.
It's good.
And then I sat on the couch. 20 minutes later, I am fucked up. This is my first foray into rehab. I get there stone cold sober, and they fuck me up within 20 minutes. I was just, every time that little bell rang, and I was like, more. Yeah. I'm just pointing to my finger when the door opened in the wall and the
it's
medic
like a clockwork
was there.
Orange.
Yeah. It was
vacation time.
Great. It felt great.
Wow. Really?
It was good. And then they sent me off to the rehab facility, and it was in West Palm Beach, right on the beach.
Wow.
Beautiful pool. It was co-ed. There were guys and girls there, and it was
what, did you get puss? You get some puss?
I could have if it wasn't like that. It was... The next worst thing you could do than just drinking in front of the staff was any kind of contact with any of the a girl like was humping me in the pool. She's like, "I want to twerk on you," and she flips over on her stomach in the water and wraps her legs around me. And I see a couple of people looking. This old drug addict from Texas and some other shit. And within an hour, one of the staff members are like, "Is there something you need to report from the pool that happened?"
Yeah,
I'm like, "No, we dealt with it. It's cool. Don't worry."
I came in the filter.
Yeah, the fucking skimmer looks like egg drop soup. But Have fun cleaning that. Yeah, it was. But for the most part, everybody was cool. I had a roommate for the first time in ever.
So you couldn't even jerk off.
Yeah, he jerked me off. It was fucking. No, it was just. It was such an
He's
odd
like,
thing.
Artie Lang, now Kumi.
Yeah, it was just a weird kind of thing. I just resigned myself to the fact that I was there for 30 fucking days, right. And I was going to go into the counseling sessions and group, and hear these horrific stories, 40-year-old men crying about their lives and their kids, and I'm just like, I don't have one of these stories. Yeah, I'm
just,
sorry.
Sounds like it was just like fucking guys in there going, dude, I lost my job.
They
got
lost
arrested.
Everything. Yeah.
I got fucking arrested. I got fucking accused.
Oh, wait a minute.
Wait a second. Sorry. That's actually your story.
I lost my job twice. Involved sex, and then. Oh, really? Wait a minute. All right.
Dude, I didn't have that story.
I didn't.
My story was much worse.
Not like theirs.
Were they tweeters as well?
Yeah, tweeting. That's what. And then when they kind of, even the counselor kind of realized, I didn't have a lot of bad drinking stories. I just didn't have them. I didn't have blackout stories. My family, who they get in touch with when you're down there,
right.
They call your family and kind of, try to get shit out of them.
Yeah.
And they're like, when Anthony was drinking, how would it affect and maybe embarrass the family? And Joe's just like, he didn't need to drink to embarrass the family. Read the fucking papers that came out.
Yeah, watch the papers. Read the papers.
Read the papers. Read the papers.
Watch your brother.
Watch his karaoke at 3 in the morning by himself.
Exactly. Periscope. With embarrassing enough. My Periscope.
Just him and Fred from Brooklyn. All his friends have just Twitter names. He doesn't know their
I don't know their real names.
No, it's just Fred from Brooklyn.
That's going to be. I won't have any family on my deathbed. It'll be fucking Big A stuttering over my heart rate monitor. And get on with it. I'm dying. Fucking freak.
Well, I mean, no one else has been in rehab, right?
I went to rehab.
You went to rehab for what?
Pills, things like that, Percocet, Oxycontin, stuff like that.
Really?
I went to shitty rehab, though. Like, Hampton Bays, Long Island, like ex-meth heads kicking your door.
Oh,
7 a.m., like, you start praying. They're like, pray, you pray. I'm like, what the hell
God.
Is this?
Wow. Yeah.
You know, and it's bad. They take your phone. They didn't do that to you,
They
right?
did take my phone.
Okay, they take
for like
phone.
A week, and then they give it to you every other day.
Yeah, you got to earn it back with points.
I was in rehab before phones.
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah, they had a pay phone you had to use. And you had to earn quarters.
That's insane. It's
was
the same
crazy.
Thing.
What?
Updated.
God. And I got sober when I was 15.
Oh, shit.
Right out of jail, it was either go to another jail or whatever the fuck it was. And I chose to go to rehab for a year.
Bobby was addicted to that fucking elixir that the guy on the wagon used to sell in town to town.
It cures every ailment.
Come on now.
I think losing your phone would be the hardest part of the rehab.
It was
That's
terrible.
The hard thing.
It was
pretty
bad.
For a week.
I actually didn't talk to my family for a year. I didn't go home for 6 months, and then you get to go home for like a couple hours. I remember my uncle picked me up. And it was like a quiet ride back to my grandmother's.
Conjugal visit. Conjugal visit. Thank you. Boy, that was a real delay.
I let you get it, though. So you went. See, my rehab was for boys from 9 to 18, though.
Wow.
So
that's like a work. That's not a rehab. That's like a workhouse. That's like from Oliver, like a workhouse. It's not a rehab.
I made us stitch clothing. That's not a rehab at all.
To pick pockets.
Yeah.
I remember I remember the first night there. I remember there was a priest. I remember he was. Hang on.
Sorry, that was the episode.
I knew it. I knew this would happen.
I remember he was very effeminate. You know what I mean? He was just very high.
What?
He was this big, fat priest. And I remember he had fucked up skin,
Sure it
too.
Wasn't called a mirror?
I was going. No, first of all, I was gorgeous back then. I was 15. I was fucking sexy, Bob. I remember he was sweaty, and he was just fat. I remember he pulled his pants up over his belly button and had the belt, like, up here, that little thin priest belt.
It's a Bill Frawley,
And he was so effeminate. Hi, welcome. You know, you're going to do good here. And I was just so paranoid that he was going to be sucking me off. That I just remember anytime he would
sit. You know, that's not the worst thing that happens in a molestation.
<That's> true.
It could get maybe, let me count, two more things worse.
What's the second one?
Yeah. The second one is you sucking him off.
Okay, well.
And I think the third one is
anal. Dry anal.
Fucking me in the ass. All right.
That's at least my personal.
I would actually think, for me, it would be. it would be fucking him in the ass. I have to open up that big old fat priest ass. Blech, I'd throw up. My ass would be nice.
I think past number one, you getting the blowjob, it gets just a downhill right from there.
Yeah.
Was this before or after the steak situation?
Oh, the steak when I was a kid.
Oh, okay.
That wasn't even real. That was just, you know, exploration.
Right.
Oh,
Yeah, that was it.
You remember your first steak?
I don't want to get into it. It's
hard to
do
when you get it this way.
What happened with the steak?
I blew a guy for a steak when I was a kid.
What?
No, that's just hearsay. What do you mean, no,
like
I didn't? Don't fucking tell me who I sucked off. No. It was...
was it Peter Luger?
You have to taste his A1 sauce?
this is a fast show tonight, motherfucker. I'm tired, too. I actually did the Opie and Anthony show today. I just did them separately.
You did
separately.
Opie's show today, yeah, and then you did my show. Yeah.
I did, yeah.
Wow.
Did you do that?
Huh? Can you do that?
Yeah, when you're allowed. At my stature. You can't. You have to do one or the other.
I have my own podcast.
Yeah, I know. It's hilarious.
I got to get on a web series.
But yeah, it was weird. He would come in at night, and that's when I got scared. But there was an open room upstairs. There was an open room with like most of the kids, and then there was these side rooms that if you like the kids that had been there longer got the side rooms.
Ooh,
and there was only
room.
Four people in those rooms, so it was kind of better to have those rooms. But I remember he would go in there, and he would. I used to just get nervous, so I would pray every night. I would just get on. I would just pray, and I would say it out loud.
Nerd.
Like, God, what's that?
God. Please. Only suck me off. Please, God.
What's the prayer for that?
Yeah.
Only suck me off.
Kneel before me.
Well, it's weird. When I went to, I worked at a juvenile lockup later in life. And I remember there was this old lady. She was missing like teeth. Just that Boston cotton candy hair. Would smoke Bobby. You know, we'd do the overnights together. And like, I'd sleep half the night and then she'd sleep half. But she used to take the kids. Like she'd be like, I gotta go downstairs for a second. So her time to sleep, you know, she would take, you know, I gotta go downstairs, and she'd take one of the kids, and she was banging the fucking.
Is that right?
Really?
Wow. Yeah. That's fucking hot. And I found that out because one of the other counselors, he was a bodybuilder, and he would do these overnights with me every once in a while, and she would come in and be like, I gotta talk to Michael, bring Michael down, and they'd go in the TV room for a little while, and I didn't think anything of it,
man.
And he'd be like, he would fuck her.
Wow.
The bodybuilder guy would bang her too. He's like, I think she's banging couple of the kids.
How old was she?
Her.
She had to be like. Fucking 60.
Wow.
Yeah, dude. She was fucking her, you know, that skin, that little, the skin had like little fucking diamonds in it. That little
diamonds.
Yeah,
diamonds.
You know, like old lady skin. It's just like.
It becomes kind of transparent.
Yeah.
You see, like, the organs working underneath the skin.
Yeah, you can see the fucking blood pumping to her tits.
I mean, but if you're in there, you got to fuck her. I would do it if I was in a.
I'd rather just jerk off or fucking have the priest blow you. You know what I mean?
So many options in this place. Wow.
It is a weird... Anytime there's... What'd you say?
That was him.
Oh, sorry. I should have known. It was funny. I'm kidding, Chris. Chris is funny. I'm kidding. I don't know why I gotta say I'm kidding to you because you get all fucking sad. But when you work with the kid, when I got hired for the place, the guy running it... was a guy who was a counselor when I went to Juvie Hall in one of the places. And I never had a fucking incident with this guy, but I remember one day when I came in with this other guy, Michael. We both went to jail for like my third time. And I got intaked. You get intaked by, you know, counselors. This other guy took me in. This black dude took me in. And you got to do it. You got to get naked. You got to do jumping jacks.
What?
Yeah, you got to. Because
this is not a rehab.
No, this was jail.
This was jail.
This was really not. Okay.
You suck the guy off. You got to blow
you
everybody.
Fuck the guy. And then.
You got to blow everybody on the staff. That was the most embarrassing. When I was 13, the first time in jail, I went in and it was terrible. It was in Charlestown. Charlestown Y, which doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
Remember when the highway would... Literally, 3 feet away from the window was a fucking four-lane highway that would just hear vroom, vroom all
Sounds
night long.
Sounds of freedom.
But, yeah, right there. And I remember when I went in, they made me take my clothes off.
Mm.
And they were like, all right, get naked. And I was like, huh? They're like, take your fucking clothes off and do jumping jacks.
Why jumping jacks?
Because they just, it'll, if fall something out, falls so out.
Fall out.
Yeah, if you do these things, they fall out. And I'm like, dude, I actually was like, dude, I'm not, you really think I'm 13? Do you think I'm smuggling?
Ham?
Like fucking
hams and fucking links are falling out of you.
Then I had to take a shower with two other guys. Like
what?
Just, what?
This
the
just
two other
crazy.
Two other kids.
This doesn't.
Well, they have like a Schindler's
like
List
a
deleted
documentary
scene.
That needs to be made.
First of all, in juvie hall,
Tim has never been so hard.
Yeah, this is amazing. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Yeah.
In juvie hall, you don't get individual showers. There's, you know, like, you know, five showers.
Yeah.
And five at a time you go in and shower. You know, you're not supposed to fuck each other or suck each other. You're kids. Yes. Like I said that before, like kids, when you're in juvie hall, you're not blowing dudes because you get out in like 3 months. If you're sucking dick, it's because you like sucking dick. It's not because you need a cigarette. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, dude, you're getting out tomorrow. I'll suck
Nobody
your dick.
Nobody can use that excuse. We got 90 days.
Yeah, dude, I'll blow you
guys,
for a cigarette.
The bigger guys can force the littler guys.
Well, I was, no. You didn't, no one ever did that. No. You know what I mean? It was just, no.
There was no stakes allowed.
Well, I was in there and I remember that was the first time I saw pubes. Because the two guys that came in with me were 18 and they had just fucking man hog.
Yeah.
And I just had 13 year old dick.
Oh.
And I was just so embarrassed.
The old acorn.
I was trying to force pubes out. I was trying to like push my head and just, you know.
Yeah.
I was so fucking scary, man.
Yeah.
And that night, a kid actually stuck a pencil in another kid's eye.
Why?
It was a fat kid and I think he was in there for pedophilia or something.
This is crazy.
Now, these are things. You don't go. This wasn't jail. This was like jail you go to till you go to court and you get convicted, and then you go to where the fuck you go.
Yeah.
This was like interim jail. Like this is where you went. They kept you until your court case went.
Right.
And this particular place, you only went here for like a week or two because it was so shitty, and they kind of found a spot for you to go to from here. Dude, I was 13.
Yeah.
I was fucking shitting my pants.
What did you do to get there?
I did an unarmed robbery, assault and battery, malicious destruction, trespassing, and break of probation. So I did a lot of shit up until then, but what happened...
Sounds like a martyr in the black community. No one wants to laugh. I understand. It's only me, Anthony Cumia. I said that.
It was only
Joe List
minutes.
Looked at me in utter disgust. Believe me, everything's okay. It's Joe's, okay.
How did you
can
make
mention black people?
How did you make Joe's mouth smaller?
That's very hurtful. I was recently diagnosed with a small mouth, type 2.
I know.
You're familiar with type 2 things.
Huh?
Speaking of black people.
All right. Texas is laughing his ass off.
Of course they are.
Love that down there in Texas.
They're only here because they knew you were coming.
Now that I have a medical small mouth, I think we should stop poking fun.
What are you talking about?
I agree, Joe.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah.
Well, you have a medically large vagina, so.
Small mouths together.
Robert.
It's
very insensitive to make fun of a woman.
It's very true.
It is wide.
Yeah. It is
very wide.
How do you know?
I saw the video.
It really does. It sounds like a hot air balloon being blown up.
Only when I queef.
Fucking queefs make me throw up, by the way.
Yeah, that's
really?
Not a sexy thing.
It's not a
thing.
What?
No. I love queefs.
Of course you do.
It's funny.
But what
I love
would you
them,
do?
But they're not sexy.
Yeah, it's not sexy,
but they're
it's
funny.
It's funny.
I feel
funny.
Like when you're getting a girl to queef, that means something's going well.
No, that means it's air.
Mean
it means you're not filling the pussy properly.
Well, then I hate a queef.
It's like a piston with bad rings.
Yeah.
Now, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What
yeah.
is it
about queefs?
Please.
Well, you have sex with dudes.
Right.
They don't queef, right?
No.
Is it just a fart?
No, it's just.
It's a shark.
It's just. It's not. It should be nothing.
But
that sounds like a Catskills joke. Hey, well, you know, queef. What is it? A fart?
Yeah.
Hello, folks.
But no, I mean, if you
would have killed in Long Island, would have murdered, would have destroyed.
If you've ever sex with a dude, like I've fucked girls in the butt before.
Yeah.
And sometimes
I mean, anything technically can happen.
I had a girl fart, and I giggled, of course, because it was a little. Like that, yeah. And it was...
It might have been an ass queef.
Yeah, well, no, it was. It was in her butt.
Oh, the anal queefs.
Really? Yeah.
I mean, things can happen. There are horror stories of what can happen. I've
like
never
what?
Had it.
Like
I
what?
Mean, you know, I mean, your mind can, what do you mean? Of course.
Explosive.
You
know?
Inside horrible diarrhea. Things can happen.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, it's a volatile area of the body.
The pics.
What do you mean, what could happen? Like, you have no idea.
But don't well, I don't, you know, I know. You clean out, no. Well,
everybody, yeah, no, you have to take precautions.
What's a precaution?
I go to the, I go to, like, the car wash.
There's a car wash.
I gave a foot. No, of course not.
This is no. Just a bunch of Mexican
yeah,
guys.
It's just a Mexican guys just clean you out. Yeah,
there's a metal container that says tips.
Yeah.
I picture a guy behind you with a water pick.
Yeah.
I got the executive. They all the waxing and detailing and
the VIP one.
Yeah.
I heard a story about fucking in the ass. I think we talked about this on our podcast. Yeah. Tuesdays with Stories. It's a hit podcast. A guy fucking in the ass with no condom and his dick split open.
I mean, that's like, that's got to be like an old
how
wives'
does that
tale.
Yeah.
No lube then.
It's an old husband.
It sounds like just a homophobic thing like an old lady would say.
I think, right, but it could happen.
You put it in an ass, it splits.
You pull on the dry dick and the dick hold.
Oh my!
I don't understand. Wait a second.
There's no lubricant.
No natural.
Whatever.
Yeah, but an asshole has natural lubricant.
No, it doesn't. There.
You could buy lubricant at like CVS instead of splitting your penis.
I'm saying someone tried
$3.
One time they try without the lube, and then it pull, and then you know.
I don't think
that
works. I don't think the physics behind that.
You
would stop before your dick rips.
Dick would bend.
Somebody Google. Yeah, why aren't we Googling this?
At some point, you would say
Google dick split anal.
That's probably in the same thing.
You know, what's going to come up is going to have nothing to do with the real story.
But it'll be equally as disgusting.
Yeah.
It's just going to be Tim Dillon's website.
Yeah.
Remember that story with that guy that put the gerbil up his ass, and then his friend went to look for it and used a lighter to light it up in a pocket of gas and exploded, and the gerbil shot out and broke his nose.
That was Richard Gere.
His hair. Right. Poor Richard Gere. But that was the first real urban legend of the internet.
Right.
That was going around for years back in the 90s. And it was like, did you hear that guy fucking lit the match and it blew him out? And everyone knew it was bullshit, but people would talk about it like it was real.
Well, it's like the frozen hot dog shit. That's...
Yeah.
That's
real. That's real.
Yeah, but if frozen hot dog broke off in a chick's vagina, you just pull it out.
The maggots? What about the lobster tail?
Yeah. What do you mean maggots?
Eggs. She was fucking herself with a lobster because the tail was going, and she didn't know that lobster laid eggs in her vagina, and then little baby lobsters came flying out of her pussy.
That's a lie. That's
I heard a crazy
of course
one.
It's a lie, but it's one of those stories.
I was threw up.
I heard a crazy one. One of these wives' tales myths about this guy in Germany. He took over, and he just hated Jews so much that he killed like 6 million of them.
That was even though you
lie. Yeah. One of those wacky things that people say.
Even though you thought that was Anthony, it wasn't.
All right, only splitting points.
I actually want to get Anthony Hitler socks. Those
make them?
Those big wool socks that come up to your knee and they have like a braid going up.
Oh, when he was wearing those shorts in that one picture where he was trying to be human.
He was trying
to show that he was a good guy.
He's a good guy with fucking...
Can you Google image Hitler with shorts? I never saw that.
Oh, it's a great one.
It's like Lederhosen. And then they looked and said, like, yeah, this isn't the image we want for this guy.
The Supreme leader.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that if you were fucking somebody and your dick hurt that much.
Right.
You would stop.
You would just stop, pull your dick out, and go, dude, I have to spit on my dick. I got to do a Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah, yeah. There's always spit.
I remember when I was watching that movie. If you watch that movie, seriously, you don't know that movie. And you're just watching it. The first half of that movie is like, if you're a Western fan, like a
buddies,
if you're just a Western fan, you're like, this is a fuck. How did I miss this? And then all of a sudden, you're like, whoa. And you see, and he fuck it. And then you're like, whoa, he ate beans the night before. They haven't showered.
They ride horses.
They're riding horses.
Constantly like sweating.
It's like beans fucking. Whiskey and fucking ass play.
Yeah, men.
That was some it was
I love that movie.
I just love to see some old redneck who was watching that think it's like a John Wayne movie. You know what I mean?
I think the word got out on that movie though.
There
wasn't a lot of surprise viewing.
No, people knew what they were getting themselves into.
Like what was the other one? The fucking laughing game. What was that one?
Oh, the crying game.
The crying game.
Or the laughing game if you're into it.
Look, it's a dick. If it was Norton, it would have been like, that's nothing. Put that away.
In my batterers therapy class that I go
what
to
is
on
that?
Thursdays. I go to batterers
baseball
intervention. It's an intervention.
I didn't know you had a league.
On hitting. Yeah, it's great.
Softball?
We're having the home run competition next week. I have to go every Thursday.
What'd you say?
A while.
Home runs when you knock her out.
Oh, oh boy.
Yeah, it's batterer's intervention.
I'm not deleting any of this, by the way.
And they I don't care.
I'm gonna
talk
get a
about
call
it on
Keith.
My show. I could give a shit.
So you have to go to what is this now? You go to where is it?
It's in Garden City. Near me, out on Long Island.
So you drive to this place.
To this place, and some woman is there in an office.
Yeah.
And I go in there and sit down on a couch. It looks like a shrink's office. There's a couch and a box of tissues on the fucking table and her computer. And then a TV for the videos that you have to watch for this thing. And I was saying that a scene from Brokeback Mountain came up on the video. It was called A Bro Code or something.
Right.
And she asked me, she goes, "Have you ever seen this movie?" And I was like, "Yeah." She goes, "You know, you're the first one that's ever said that they saw this movie." Right. Like, and I just pictured these guys showing up in white beaters. "I watch no fucking fag movie. What are you talking about?" I've seen the movie. I actually thought it was a good movie.
It's a great movie.
And
good.
And
it's a fucking great movie.
Yeah, I have to go. It's
fucking great. But at that moment when I was watching it, because I'm a big Western fan. I love Westerns. I love those type of movies. I love Lonesome Dove is one of my favorite movies of all time. 6-hour fucking epic. And then I'm watching that the other day again. I just got so into it. And then all of a sudden he's just fucking just fucking blasting. He was just taking it and then the next day it was just like, oh shit, this is a whole nother movie. And then they had to go
it was like From Dusk Till Dawn. It was a crime movie. And then what the fuck happened in 2 seconds? Totally different.
It was. It had the same feeling. You're like, what the fuck
just happened?
It's like Stripes.
Yeah, the first half of Stripes, the second half.
Yeah, sure. Second half's brutal. Great.
Yeah, the batterer's thing is just, it's one of these court-mandated things.
Yeah. When you go there, do you have to play along? I mean, are are you sitting there? Are you actually...
There's no playing along.
You answer the questions.
Yeah, I tell them honestly that...
they have a doll there that just...
In all of my years of never, ever doing anything like that, I decided at 54 at the time that I was just going to start this whole new thing of hitting women.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, why would you do that, though?
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you guys still together?
I mean, the therapy, though, do they have a doll and it just goes, what are you looking at? Why
videos.
Are you talking to me? Talk to me. What's on your mind?
Why? No, they show videos. Like, they showed one and it was like
Michael Jackson's
sexism.
Bad.
What is it?
Michael Jackson's bad. That's all they got to show. It was this video of, guys being sexist and, that. And the fucked up funny thing, I'm watching it and Artie's in it. All of a sudden, Artie's on stage doing a bit about fucking a chick in the ass.
Are you kidding me?
And I'm laughing. I go, oh, fucking Artie. And the woman goes, oh, you know him? I'm like, yeah, I'm friends with the guy. It's like, that's not a good thing. Oh. If you're friends with the guy in the what not to do video.
That's hilarious.
What not to do video.
Did you text him afterwards?
My buddy. Yeah, hey, you gotta Artie, go to the credit. You're in the fucking what not to do with the batterer's intervention
meeting. That's so funny because you say that because I took a cooking class and they had what not to do with knives and it was just a video of him stabbing.
Oh my god!
Fucking Norman, Jesus
That's crazy
Christ.
Though. In a battering class, they have comedy they find offensive.
Oh, it's everything offensive. It's all about
the
whole
departure.
Thing was by. There was this fucking douchebag at the beginning of the video going, you know, men are trained from the time they're born to treat women like this. And I'm just sitting there like, this is nothing to do with. And then she's asking me about, because they show some fucking porn.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
really?
And she's asking
what
me
kind
about
of porn.
It was that gonzo strangling punching porn.
Oh. Thompson?
You know what I'm in now? I'm into stuck porn.
What is that?
That's where a chick's like trying to get through a window because she forgot her keys. She gets stuck, and then her two fucking stepsons find her, and they're like, "Get me out of here, you fucking!" And they just start fucking playing with her tits, and the other one goes out front, comes around the back, and starts banging her.
Wow, that's amazing!
Stuck hot. Porn.
One chick got her fucking hand in the garbage disposal,
oh my God.
And the guy comes up. He's like, "Hey," she's like, "Help me, son." Stepson. It's always stepson, so you can get away with it.
By the way, this is called rape porn.
Yes, this is not.
stuck one.
That's
stuck
hilarious.
Porn.
She was also, stuck in my bed.
That's great.
I tucked the sheets in
first
too
of all,
tight.
First of all, they let you off the hook by going, you better not tell your daddy. So there's a ooh point where she goes, she's oh into it. So it's not like she's fighting and kicking the whole time. Yeah.
We could shoot one of those here when you try to get up.
Oh, oh shit.
Anyway, if it's yeah, a good one, it's a good one. You don't have to fucking pat your knee, you asshole.
They show they show this porn, gonzo porn, yeah, and it's real violent. And I'm like, first of all, I never would have seen
that.
You
have that a pillow on your lap?
Yeah. I'm like, I'm here in this class, and I go, I never would have watched that type of porn. You just showed me porn that I wouldn't have seen because I'm repulsed by it. Yeah, I don't like that violent smack, no, the blowjob, no, come in the face, fucking porn. I don't like that. I don't find it hot. It's disturbing to watch. Right. And you just showed it to me right for what? Yeah. How is that going to help me?
Now I can right stop Googling it.
Yeah. Oh, believe me. That's what 90% of the video is. It's shit that I would never do or say or use yeah or. And then you have to discuss it afterwards.
You're very. I mean, seriously, I've known you for a long time.
Yes,
you're
Mr.
a
Kelly
very. You're the guy who gets a girlfriend, and you. I mean, of course you. You have little here and there you'll fuck
oh
around,
believe
but for
me,
the
I'm
most
bad
part, you're a fucking
serial cheater.
Yeah, but you do get girlfriends.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
I've had
them for a while. Yeah.
When I was out, I hated girlfriend. I didn't want anything to do with a fucking girlfriend. I just wanted to have as many chicks as I could. I fucking hated relationship. Ever since I've known you, you went from relationship to relationship
did,
to
yeah
relationship. And yes, I mean, you've cheated here and there.
But I've never had any violence or any shit like that. So it's what it is. And yeah, I'm going right along with
how many
what
classes
I'm supposed
do you
to
have to take?
I have to take
75.
6 hours.
Oh, sorry.
It's 6 hours.
6 hours.
My second hour is Thursday.
Do you have like a graduation at the end? Yeah. Like yes, you and four of the guys from
and when
Seaford.
When you graduate, please keep the baseball bat as our gift.
I didn't know I already had 6 hours of material.
Yeah, I'm just watching Artie's specials yeah the whole time. Yeah, my whole episode, Artie has been very helpful.
Yeah, right.
I mean, have you ever been that mad at a girl where you...
Me?
Yeah.
I never come close, no.
Ever, no. You haven't even gone to a fight with a guy, right?
I got in a fist fight in fifth grade. Jeff Meehan punched me in the head, and I started crying.
Oh, Jesus.
But we were best. I told this story earlier today. Oh, it was on Bennington. Yeah, we decided we were like friends, and we had in fifth grade. You don't know if you have the conversation who could beat who up.
Yeah,
you don't have the wisdom to realize that's going to turn into a fight.
Yeah,
like
right
as an adult, you know if you're like who would win in a fight.
Right,
it's
right.
It's going to quickly lead to a fight.
Right.
But anyway, so we fought, and I tried to kick him in the balls, and my shoe flew off, and he caught it and handed it back to me.
That's nice.
I put it on
ninja
and then
move,
he punched
man
me in the
yeah
head.
Sounds yeah like a really nice fight.
It's a polite it's fight.
Yeah. We went back to being friends.
You get in a fight?
I got in a fight in college. That was
that's
the last
it
one.
I mean, because I imagine you'd yeah fought more.
I've been in a lot, but the last one was college.
Really?
Yeah. College was a lot.
Did you ever get mad at a girl where you wanted to?
I once pushed a girl, and she backed up and fell through a coffee table.
Oh, my God. Oh, why?
And it was
shit
like, that got ugly.
You
like,
need some Artie Lang CDs.
Yeah. I didn't mean for her to fall through, but it happened.
Why? Yeah. Was your friend on his knees behind her? Why did you push her?
We were at a party, and she said something like the worst thing you'd say. I don't know. She's like, and that's why you fucked your friend, or something like that.
Oh.
And I was like, she didn't say that, but it was something in that vein. Yeah. And I pushed her, like, get away from me. And she fell back on the yeah coffee table.
When she fell through the glass coffee
glass, table, yeah.
Did she get hurt?
She got hurt, and it was every guy was like, what the fuck are you doing, man? I was like, I didn't know the coffee table was there. It was
oh
the whole
wow
thing.
You finally oh wow.
Yeah.
Did you get in trouble?
Nah, I got out of it. I did my act. But yeah, but no, it was close.
Do you
was,
still feel damn bad about that?
I felt bad. Yeah, it was totally an accident. I was just like, get away from me.
Yeah.
If there was no coffee table, she would have just backed up a yeah foot.
Fucking coffee.
What about
table,
you?
Right.
I've
yeah
fallen through a bunch of coffee tables. No, I've been in a bunch of fights. I mean, you've not been, a ton, but enough.
When was the last fight you got into?
Probably 24.
Really?
Yeah, I'm 31 now.
What
so
was it about?
At a bar. I didn't even know what was happening. I just got hit. I'm from Long Island, so. So it'll just go. There'll be a time
yeah
when someone is just starts throwing the like haymakers at a bar,
and you get hit, and then you just start fighting. You don't even know who you're fighting.
You get caught up in it. Yeah, like a little tornado.
Yeah, it's a tornado.
Going around the bar.
You don't know what's happening, and then everyone...
Pool cues and balls.
And then everyone goes to the diner afterwards and talks about it. It's like, yeah,
let's fuck, you see that fucking guy? Beat the shit out of him.
No one knows how or why it happened.
Right.
Disco fries on me.
Yeah.
Joe, introduce our new guest.
Well, Bobby obviously doesn't know my fiance's name. Sarah Thomas.
I know you, Sarah. Of course I do.
We're in talking about fights. You ever get in a fist fight?
No.
No.
Actually, we were talking about abusing women, but that's over now.
Yeah. I never hit you, have I?
No.
No, I've, not even close.
Odd.
She beat the shit out of you.
Blink if he doesn't mean it.
Deepo, good one.
Thank you.
Deepo's
was
over
that
there.
Deepo? I thought that was Mark.
Yeah. Hey, what's up?
Deepo had his one good one for the night. And
it's funny, too.
Back
I
to
mean,
crunches.
Well, the girls, I mean, girls really don't fight. There's a certain...
What?
I've seen a lot of girls
fight. They're on YouTube.
Have you gone to a fight?
I just put in girl fight, and they're all over the
but
place.
But have you ever gotten to a fight?
No, I think once when I was maybe like first grade with my friend, I remember punching her in the stomach, and I didn't feel good afterwards.
Mm. But she was pregnant, so she had to take care of it.
first grade. It was inner city.
That's how I feel. I have fantasies of beating up people, and then in the fantasy, I feel guilty. Like, I'll have a dream about, like, beating up a bully, and then I'm like, I'm really sorry. I don't know why.
Well, it does feel... I've actually fought when I was younger, and it feels like shit. Even if you win, I think you feel terrible.
Even if you win, you still lose.
You gotta be kind of a guy that likes that kind of thing. When I was living in Greenlawn, out on Long Island, went to a bar with a friend of mine. Oh, man. That's just nuts. Drunk Irish motherfuckers out there.
Yeah.
And this one guy, me and my buddy were leaving, and this guy comes up with his friend and just starts a fight with us. Right. And this guy beat the shit out of my friend, and me and the other guy were punching each other, but it wasn't really. It just was a bad scene. The cops showed up, and for like years, all I wanted to do was see one of those motherfuckers again and just punch him in the face. It ate at me for literally years.
Yeah.
I finally start going out with a girl that's tending bar in Greenlawn. This fucking mook comes in.
Yeah.
And
one of my favorite
words. We start talking, and he's like, dude, did we have a... He remembered. He goes, dude, did we have a fight out there years ago, man, and shit. He goes, yeah, that was pretty fucked up. And I'm like, I had been talking to him for like an hour at the bar.
Right.
And now I'm at the point where it's like, this guy doesn't even know. For years, I wanted to kill him.
Right.
And now I can't even really do anything.
Right.
And it sucks. Wasted anger.
Did he know who you were? Were you famous at this point?
No, I wasn't. I was I was famous for putting in air conditioning and heating ductwork. I was good.
Yeah, we heard about you.
No.
I had that friend in high school who would just fight everywhere you went. Ron Fauché.
Oh. Oh, Funches.
Yeah.
Where's he now, cop?
Now he's
he's the head of the Louisiana State Patrol, actually.
He's working great. He's working in Baton Rouge.
Jesus.
But one time I used to have a convertible, and we were at a red light, and a guy drove... It was a real piece of shit.
Oh, okay.
And a guy was walking by at the red light, and he started talking shit to him. He was in the back seat, drunk. And they started fighting. He stood in the back seat, and they were fighting outside the car. He was
like,
standing on the seat.
Like the Grand Marshal of a parade.
Yeah.
He's just beating the shit out of
him. Right. And I was like, what are you doing? I just peeled off, and he fell back into the seat. He was a headbutt guy. Remember those guys who would just you'd be in a conversation?
Very English. That's a very English thing to do.
Yeah. Is that English?
Yeah.
It's like a rugby move.
It's a fucking rugby. And
if you are good at it, you can't lose.
Your head, this part of your head is one of it's just solid.
You know what you're doing. You could just fucking end the fight.
Have you seen the UFC guy with the dent in his head? We talked about Bennington.
We talked about that today.
Oh, that was a new injury that just happened, right? Some guy got
a fucking head. It's one of the worst injuries ever in MMA. It's a compound fracture to the skull.
Pull it up.
The guy
did
a flying knee into the guy's forehead and smashed his skull. There's a dent. There's a dent in the guy's skull, and he has to... There's actually a GoFundMe because he has to stay in the hospital because his fucking brain is swelling.
Wow.
So, shit. Yeah, it's...
Are you kidding me?
Sounds like a good thing. It's a
swell
guy.
How did people think
just
that
go to the
knees,
image.
Knees to the head?
No. The fumble.
Yeah, just go to the image. Just image that. We don't need to watch the video because there's no video of it.
I just need to see the photo.
Yeah, there's a photo of him just in the hospital.
I just love that his brain's swelling and it's just like the fumble.
It should come up on like news or something if you put it
All right.
Up.
Is it the white guy with the red hair or the black guy?
Go back. Just go back to it.
It is brutal.
Help her out, Chris. Stop fucking yelling shit at her. Help her. Help her with fucking sports stuff.
Well, anyways, it's a radio show. They don't
I want to see the dent. But yeah, we can
It's fucking bad. And this, look, that's what's going to happen with this sport, though. I mean, people are going to die. People are going to get hurt. This injury is fucking absurd.
It's like, what? Is it fatal?
No, it could have been.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, dude, he fucking dented his skull with a knee in front of an audience.
Oh,
come on.
Man. It's like a crinkle in a can. Like in a soda.
Yeah.
Looks Hindu.
I think the way to do it is
scroll
down to this right here. Look at that. That's the.
That's his x-ray or his CAT scan.
That's his skull that is smashed.
The only way to do it is got to open it up and then use a hammer to bang it back out.
Right.
Yeah, or you can actually pour hot water on it and it'll pop right back out.
Like an Oldsmobile.
Damn.
Yeah, it's that's
not good.
Fuck, that's terrible.
Now, will he still? He'll get better. He'll fight. He'll,
no,
come on, he's done.
Well, I mean, if they have to replace his skull with metal,
they'll put some kind of
metal
you could really.
Yeah. Metalhead.
Well, yeah, I mean, to going back to the headbutting thing, I mean, I was in Amsterdam once, and I remember I was sitting there. I was doing shows, like a festival, and I was all by myself. Lisa Lampanelli was there. Me and Lisa. But I wasn't really friendly with her as much, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, so it was pretty much just me by myself with these European comics. It was a very lonely, depressing time. Like, you know, it wasn't Amsterdam. It was Den Haag, whatever the fuck they. So it was this weird part of
The Hague.
That's it. Yeah, The Hague.
Well, we call it The Hague.
The Hague.
The Hague is that old chick from your fucking.
Yeah. That's the girl from the prison.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's The Hague.
I wound up hanging out with these two hooligans, soccer hooligans.
Uh-oh.
And they just came in from fighting each other. They're friends, but they just went and fought each other just for fucking shits and giggles. They came in like the guy was like bleeding and he's sitting down and he went to the show. They're like, yeah, we just, you know, mate, we just saw your show, mate. And
that's Australian, dumb dumb.
Whatever the fuck it is. I'm not, what am I, Dan Soda? Yeah, I saw your show, yeah.
We came in from the soccer match.
That was Deepu.
And they were telling me that I didn't know about the hooligan shit. They set up the fights on the internet.
Yeah.
And they fucking fight. And one of his things, he goes, the first thing I do is fucking headbutt a guy right in the fucking nose. Because it just
splatters.
Stars.
I've seen it. It's crazy.
And the pain in your, because there's so many nerves.
Well, most people, if you get hit in the nose, they go down.
If
you hit someone in the nose and break their nose and they keep fighting, you're going to lose the fight.
Run.
I've gotten hit in the face where you literally feel like the gravity just totally, you know. So
I was out front one night.
Yeah.
There's a fucking little Italian guy. This happened a couple times. This is why I like being down here on weekends. There was a little Italian guy. It had to be 4'8". Just flipping out. You fucking cocks. I'll be screaming at this big, this blonde fucking Ohio kid.
Uh-huh.
And he was in a big puffy coat. And the kid's just looking at him like, dude, I don't want any problems. This big motherfucker. He's like, fuck you, you cocks. His girl screaming, you fucking assholes, you. The guy sneaks around in his little Beamer, grabs a bat.
Oh, boy.
Sneaks behind this fucking big Ohio kid.
Took a batter's class.
Sneaks up behind him and swings as hard as he hits this kid in the back. You hear, thump. Because it hit his puffy coat. The guy turns around and goes, why'd you do that?
Oh, man. Oh, no.
I've never seen fear.
Oh,
this
shit.
Little fucking Italian guy just went, you fuck. And he ran to his car and just sped away.
Oh, I thought he was going to say he got another bat.
Bigger bat. Yeah. When you hit somebody and they don't go down, it's fucking petrifying.
Yeah. I know.
Petrifying.
That fight, not the last fight, but when I was a kid, I got in a fight at Timber Point Elementary School with Boomer Esiason.
What?
Come again?
I went to school.
That's
I went
on your
to
Wikipedia
elementary
page.
School with Boomer Esiason.
Boomer
and we lived in East Islip and went to a grade school and it had to be third, fourth grade, something ridiculous like that.
Yeah.
And he was called Boomer back then. If you called him Norman, you'd get your ass kicked. So I saw him walking around the corner and I yelled, Norman! And fucking ducked the other way. And when I turned around, one of his friends would just stand there kind of looking at me like, really? Yeah, so he told Boomer, and Boomer said he was going to kick my ass.
after school, of course. So I kept my jacket on. You know, everybody would take, like, their shirts off and everything to fight. Yeah. I'd be like, nah, I'm leaving my big 70s snorkel jacket on. Yeah. And
I wonder what I with a helmet.
Yeah, really, I should have. But I, you know, we square off, and I throw a punch. I punch him square in the forehead, and apparently later at the emergency room, they will have told me that I broke the ulna and radius, both of the bones in my arm.
Yikes. From punching him in the
forehead. From punching him in the forehead. Now it's not only this little fucking wormy queer kid fighting a football player, but now I'm doing it with a broken arm. Oh, yeah. Man. Got my ass kicked, and
what was her name?
That was
Boomer.
Yeah, the Boomer. And wow. Then, yeah, I saw him years later at a golf outing.
Some guys really
hit him over the head with a driver.
It sucks about Long Island. You keep bumping into all these old guys.
Yeah, right. But yeah,
you can't
nobody
goes
them.
Anywhere.
Yeah,
nobody leaves.
All the same.
And, you really
same
got the last
dudes.
Laugh on Boomer, though.
I really did. Oh, wait a minute.
He's got a yes. handicapped child.
That's a
rough. Oh, he does. Yes.
Jesus Christ.
A rough one.
What the fuck,
Joe? That's a really.
My God, dude. What's the fuck?
Cystic fibrosis.
I love it.
Bobby, will you edit that? Bob, I'm doing well right now. Can you edit that?
No.
I'm doing okay.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, you didn't say it. Fucking Scopo said it.
Yeah, that was really insensitive, Scopo.
I need it.
But there's certain guys that...
Tell me if his punch gets any better.
there's certain guys that... Fucking love fighting.
That's your life.
Yeah.
I mean, we were out here one night. I think some kid yelling at, I think it was Kyle Grooms of all people, and just fucking fuck you. And then he yelling at Sherrod. And Sherrod, you don't want to yell at Sherrod, as Mark Norman knows.
No, you don't.
And that's fucking choke to the face.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll tell you that story later.
Well, you can tell him now. One night you fucking with him a little bit.
It was all verbal, you know, just a little, what do you call it? A little taunting.
Yeah. From stage.
From stage.
Oh, shit. So it's on stage.
You're What'd you say?
I just, you know.
There's one thing I can imagine that would really get him mad, but anything else, you're on stage. Come on.
That, he'd actually laugh at that one.
Yeah?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I should have said
kidding.
That.
Oh, no, yeah. I'll fucking get you punched in the face again.
I don't even remember at some point. It was something about running the light, you know.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
And then right after.
Yeah, then that was it.
He just choked you?
Armbar. It was more of like a get up against the wall kind of
pin. Oh, okay.
Sherrod's a strong guy.
Yeah, very strong.
Very strong guy. He's got fucking strength.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would not want to fight Sherrod. I'd only fight Sherrod if my family. You know what I mean? Not even my wife, just my kid.
Yeah.
If it was just my wife, he'd be like, listen, do your thing, honey. Hey, you're all tough to me.
Can I ask, why you put your fingerprints all over your glasses? It's very odd behavior.
Yeah, dude.
You're just smearing your fingers on your glasses.
I don't know, dude. Because you have real glasses. These are just reading glasses. Oh, I only need these when I need, and I'll wipe them off. You need yours to see. You have little bitty eyes and a baby mouth.
Wipe them off before he gives them back to Ace Rothstein.
So you're saying you never wear those.
I do when I have to read. I have to read this later and emails, whatever. But here's the thing. I was all, like, these guys were fucking with them. All of a sudden, this guy was just, fuck you fuck. And I'm like, dude, you got to go. You just got to go because this is going to end. I know, Sherrod, it's going to end fucking bad. And his friends dragging him down the street. All of a sudden, these two fucking Italian guys, Jersey, Brooklyn, I don't know where the fuck they're from, those guys. And they come up, this kid's screaming and yelling, you fuck. And the guy goes, hey. To his taps him on the head. Everything goes, shut the fuck up. Weren't even involved. Just saw this little fucking asshole screaming, and he just went, shut the fuck up. Right to his forehead. He goes, you say another fucking word, I'm knocking you the fuck out. And I'm like, I go, dude, I'm there. I go, don't do it. And the kid looked at me, and I thought he was just gonna he goes, you know what, fuck. And he went, boom.
Oh, shit.
One punch.
Wow.
One punch to the kid. It was so fun. It was like a movie. The kid fell. His friend and his girl just dragged him around Ben's Pizza over to the fucking parking lot and got him in a car. It was, and they were like, ha ha. They loved it. There's a certain guy.
Yeah. Oh, that they love fighting. There was a time where, like, you worry about getting hurt or something from a fight. Mm-hmm. Once you hit the point of worrying about liability
in
a fight, it's done. You don't fucking fight anymore. Right. You don't pick a fight. You don't yell at somebody anymore. You just walk away because you think, oh, this is going to be great. I'm going to be in court.
I was on a Long Island Railroad. This is about a week ago. A little Indian guy
kept singing, and this big guy was like, dude, shut up. It was 3 o'clock in the morning. Oh, drunk God. Train. This Indian guy's like singing.
Hi-ya!
Awful fucking Bollywood music.
Every song sounds the same.
It was horrible. And the whole car was like, dude, stop. But one big guy told him, dude, stop. And everyone kept trying to reason with this guy. And he would stop for like a minute. And then he would hear this. Again. Oh, and his friends were getting a kick out of it. Like his friends. And I'm like, I told his friends. I was like, dude, not. So you know, all of a sudden, I'm eating a slice of barbecue chicken pizza at 4 in the morning. And I'm saying, and all of a sudden, you just see the big guy get up, and all you hear is, hello! And the guy just starts wailing on him.
Oh, shit.
Blood goes all over my barbecue chicken pizza. The kids bleeding. Wow. And then the girl, he's with a girl, and just like you said with the fucking liability, he hits him like twice, and the girl goes, he's gonna sue us! Oh. And then the guy, like, something like snapped in the guy's head, and the guy, like, shook him a little, and then just got out of there. But I said, if she didn't say that kid was dead.
He just would have
been dead. On him. Yeah, like, something clicked in that guy's head. God.
Did you eat the pizza?
That's what I was gonna ask.
Indian blood cures homosexuality. I read that.
I threw the pizza out. But what happened was the cops, like, you pull in Jamaica, and the cops come on with, like, ammonia and are washing the blood off the car, and everyone else left the car. Nobody told me anything, so I just sat there.
How sad were you about the pizza?
I was so broken up. I wanted that Indian kid dead. Yes. I said, I'm going to see a murder right now. Because
you're on a train. There's no snack cars.
There's nothing to do, and there's nowhere to go, and there's no food.
I would have eaten around it. I would eat around it.
Shut up.
Tastes like curry.
But I said, how embarrassing if I got AIDS that way?
Try to tell your friends it was from pizza.
Yeah, I sit down with my father. I'm like, I got AIDS. He's like, well, I told you not to be a fag. And I'm like, it was from pizza on the train. Dad, there's a story. I mean, I can't do that.
Oh, man. How big was the guy? What did the guy look like? The big guy?
The big guy looked like a fucking the guy Bluto from Popeye. He's one of these Long Island guys who was probably thought he's going to be a football player. Fuck something up. Now he's like an unhappy blue collar guy.
Oh, yeah.
And he's sitting there and he just wants to go home without this Indian. And this kid was like an emo kid who was like with his two buddies, like, was like playing a joke on the whole train car. And everybody kept trying to tell this kid, don't do this. And he kept singing. And this one guy was like, if you do it again, I'm going to fucking kill you. Do you want to get killed? And he's just like, I'm just sitting there trying to eat. I'm like, this is bad. And then all of a sudden, the guy just got up and just fucking wailed on him.
That's one of my favorite stories of all time.
I love it. I just picture a tambourine and blood going up in the air.
I'm going to, when I retell the story, though, you do die of AIDS.
Yes. Yeah. I appreciate it. Thank you, Bobby.
Well, all right, listen, where is Scopo? Is this the only read?
Yeah.
All right, so check it out. I'm going to do this read real quick.
You don't got to do reads. You want to.
Exactly. I love this. Actually,
Wonderful people.
This
sponsors.
New company, I don't know if you know them. You guys should check into them. Boxed. I love these guys. Look. You stock up to save time and money, right?
Yeah.
But if you spend a half a Saturday driving to a warehouse store, circling a lot for the parking lot and looking for a space and fighting these huge crowds.
You're getting me anxious already.
It's awful. It really is. Because I've joined a bunch of them and I hate every time you go there. I need something way up there. You got to wait 40 minutes to get somebody and then they have to shut down the aisle.
for the big ladder.
And then everybody hates you. And then you got to wait in a friggin' line.
Pain in the ass.
Or you got to pay extra money to be like a member. I want to go there once. And get a bunch of... it's awful.
I hear you.
Okay, here's the deal. It's awful. Okay? That's time you never get back. So try shopping at Boxed.com instead. That's Boxed.com. Okay? Boxed.com, they deliver products to you every single day. Like toilet paper, paper towels, snacks in bulk. It's the worst... I tell my wife, there's no reason we should have... We have no paper towels. We should never run out of toilet paper.
Never.
That's why I loved it. I used to hang out with a mob guy. He had, you know what he had all the time?
Bleach, rubber gloves, and paper towels.
No, that and he had fucking never-ending a supply of toilet paper, paper towels, and new socks.
Oh, huh.
Every time I go to his house, he'd go, take your socks off. And he'd make me put on new socks. He goes, you should always have new socks.
And that's good. And only socks, by
new
the way.
Socks
you
are
nude.
Are fucking great. Yeah, of course I had a...
What about a pink sock?
So, listen... snacks. You get it all in bulk, best prices. With Box.com, you can stock up any day at any hour from your comfort of your own. They have an app. You go to the app, you sign in, you hit the buttons, okay? In about 2 business days, everything you order shows up at your doorstep. It's like a modern-day pantry magic, okay? Save time, save gas, and save money with Box. This is great for comedians, too. If you're a single guy, you have roommates, just go to, you get in the middle of the night watching TV, go to the app, push the button, all your stuff that you don't want to go. You know what? When you go and you buy, you go to the grocery store and you got 9 things of toilet paper and it takes up the space. It stinks.
And you don't know what you're doing.
No.
You're shopping anyway. You're jerk off guys.
And guess this is the best part. No annual fee. There's no membership fee. It's nothing. You sign up, you're good. Okay, a sample of those products you might try. Yep, they got those too.
Ooh.
You get samples. Okay, so listeners of this show, 20%, not 5, not 10, not 15, 20%. You save that and get a free delivery on your very first order from Box.com. I promise you, you won't find any better deal anywhere. Just go to Box.com, enter promo code what? Dude. That's my thing, dude. Okay, that's Box.com, promo code dude. Box.com, promo code
dude.
Great read, all Bob.
Right. Love it.
Hell of a read without the glasses.
Yeah, I did it.
Bobby is actually new to reading.
Yeah,
oh, I can tell.
The last couple of years.
So, anyways, you know, it's weird. It seems like I went to Aruba and this fucking world went to shit. I can't believe there's a since we started the show
4th of July
today.
Uh oh.
What is that? When you went to Aruba?
Just before that. Mm. And now today, there's a fucking guy. An Afghan person.
Yeah.
Axe, knife, attacked 20 people in Germany.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Hear about
killed
that
him?
Nope. No. Tried to. Fucking tried his best.
Bobby, but it's a very small, tiny fraction percentage.
Right.
Of the entire population of Muslims. Now, you got to explain that. You got to explain that to the guy with the axe in his chest, sir.
Yeah.
I know you, please, sir. It's a very small percentage, or the kids who got ran down by the car in France.
Right.
Hey, guys, it's such a small fraction. It's a percent of a percent of a percent.
All right, Tim, you can be on Anthony's show. Jesus.
No. So you can take over the network.
All
you can fill in for him when he leaves.
You're passed.
When he goes back to rehab, you can take over the show.
Yeah.
You don't have to fucking call me or Voss.
Yeah.
They took an axe to the chest like Scatman Crothers. Thank you.
No, that's he was a he was one of the refugees. 17 years old, he was on a train, and this is like not. I don't want to use the word perfect, but if you're Donald Trump and you're looking at this, it's no gun involved, and it's a refugee.
Yeah,
the fear factor you could get out of that.
I almost feel like it's all lining up for Trump to be president.
It's the only way this movie fucking plays out. I would be so pissed if this was a movie and it ended with him not being. I don't want Rocky 1 ending. I want Rocky 2 ending, where he wins. That's what it is. I want to see Trump be president, and then we go like, oh my God, Donald Trump is president. This is the most fucked up thing ever, and then we have to see what happens. Don't you want to see what happens? Come on. We'll be okay. It'll just be fucking crazy.
Well, the President of the United States has not leveled with the American people. He has said that it's our values, which is great, and that's fine. Go on TV and tell people things are going to happen, people are going to die, but it's important that we provide sanctuary for refugees. But no, we're going to tell you things are going to happen. There's going to be terrorism, people are going to die, and he hasn't said that. He said that, it's our values.
But there's a thing, though. If you build up hate in your heart, if you walk around with hate and you start hating people, and we start fucking hating a religion and the people in it, it's just bad.
That sounds like a guy with a kid.
Well, it's true, but it's also a guy who's been sober for 30 years. It's also, it's like the foundation of my life is don't hold resentment, don't have hate. You know, you gotta, you know.
But we can do that as much as we want. There's another side to this whole thing that just embraces hate and murder and
the only thing they have against us is that we exist.
Well, here's the thing is, what are you willing, what level of risk are you willing to live with? This is the only real conversation to have. Are you willing to live, and everyone's willing to live with a different level of risk. Some people say, I want to close the border and not have any risk. Some people say, no, we need immigration, we'll live with a certain amount of risk. Some people say, and some people say, well, we should just have bombings every day if that's the way it works.
You can't just say close the border and have no risk. That's a little silly.
People why not?
Here. There's plenty I'm of people sure that are here that are
so what, but you're still
anyway.
You're stopping.
But it's not no risk.
Well, but you know what I mean. No risk from people that are coming here.
No
in addition
new risk
to the
from
ones that are here, because you know
you
everybody always
risk?
Says, you know, listen, white people are violent, horrible people. They're a school shooter or things like that. You know,
we're in Bizarro World. What happened?
No,
where did we
but
just
you
go?
Can't, you know,
Star Trek.
If you're living here already, we can't stop you from doing anything, but we can. You can stop somebody from coming here.
But something is happening right now that is, I mean. Is it's terrorism. You can't. I love that they don't even say it either.
No.
Like, I was watching CNN that's waiting right. for them to say this is terrorism, and they just won't say it. They keep saying we can't, you can't, we can't. We have to wait until all the facts.
Oh,
are
yeah,
you
they,
fucking
you
nuts?
You got to pry it out of them. Well, the news from France was truck kills 84 people, and it's like, right, oh, this is right. that Stephen King horrible
right,
movie.
Right.
Or people go, he wasn't really a Muslim. He was drinking and smoking cigarettes.
Right.
Like it is. But yeah, the 19 hijackers were watching porn and drinking before they took planes into the Twin Towers. It doesn't have to line up exactly.
Right. Well, they're saying that they're not true Muslims.
And that's true. Listen,
and a real Muslim wouldn't take somebody else's life.
That's fine.
And wouldn't, you know, I mean, they're so I understand what they're saying.
Influenced by ISIS and by other radical Islamic extremists. They're being influenced. Just like I absolutely believe Black Lives Matter and what the president said and Attorney General Lynch says and the media loves pumping up. It incites people through blatant lies about what happened to certain gentlemen that are killed by the police. It's just lies that incite people to do violence against cops. It's absolute. I think there's a culpability
there
between
the press doing this.
And certain leaders, and I use that term loosely, that are lying to the people and riling them up.
The two guys that have killed the cops so far are ex-military.
Is
our
that
own.
Right?
Yeah.
Our own.
I didn't know that.
Am I right?
Marines, yeah.
Marines.
A couple of Marines. They fucking were Marines!
Our fucking Marines. So what
we
the
also have no mental health care in the country.
There you go.
So that's a huge
veterans,
problem.
Veterans, no mental health care.
You know,
they feel
like
disowned
right.
by the country.
Well, that's, part of it is you join the Marines or Army or whatever, and I'm not blaming the military, but you do become a killing machine.
And there's
and
no
then
help
you
after.
Come back into society,
yes.
and you can go.
Well, that's what they're saying.
Gun.
There's nothing. Yeah. There's nothing then, after these guys come back from war that helps them. You know, get back.
And then
into
if
society.
You incite. To give them a purpose through this false narrative that there's this grave injustice being done all the time, they're going to fucking start killing people. It happens.
This turned into a Long Island barbecue.
It really
That is hilarious. Well, I tell you, me and Joe are on the train tonight. We're coming downtown, and we're on one train. It's fine. Everything's cool. I mean, of course, I'm looking around. I'm watching everybody. We go to another train, and it literally just empties out, and it's just me and Joe. And I'm like,
and we started kissing. A little.
Stop.
Sorry.
It's hot. And we start, we're both looking around like, what the fuck is happening? All of a sudden, the door opens up, and we're like, what? Oh, shit, it's going down. And it was just some dude. It was a black dude with a bag.
But I see, that's
but he was
not,
a, but he was actually a fan. He looked at me, he goes, hey. What's up, man?
But
I was
you
like,
missed,
oh, shit.
You missed my joke because it was fun. That's what I thought you were talking about because we were the only two on the train. And I was like, we're the only two on this car. I was like, we could yell the N-word if we wanted to. And as I said it, the door opened and a black guy walked in
right.
as I'm saying, we could yell the N-word. And then he comes in. And Bobby thinks he got recognized as a fan, but the guy actually just walked in and goes, hey. You can't. I'm here.
Oh, shit.
Oh, really?
No, that's not true. That part.
Oh.
But I did
that's
say,
a Joe-ism.
I did say we could yell the N-word if we want to.
Yeah, he did say
and
that. I'm going to go with Joe's
and
story
then,
on
yeah,
that.
So
I'm
going to
go with
in.
My fucking he died of AIDS from an Indian fucking guy.
Pick and choose.
I don't condone the N-word, of course.
Of course
I'm just
you
saying
don't.
If you're the only one on the train, it's a funny thing to say.
It's fucking.
I think Anthony already owns it.
I'm fucking petrified to come into the city.
Really?
Especially, come on.
Especially
because I live now in this such
idyllic suburbs.
I'm so far removed from this shit now.
Don't you hear the subtle racism by saying this, Bobby?
It's not racism.
You're afraid to come into the diverse city because you're up in your white neighborhood. Just say it.
You're my neighborhood's not white.
I'm joking.
I was. My fucking neighborhood's so white. I got a fucking lady named Dolores that lived next to me. She has a built-in pool.
She's lovely.
Fucking fantastic family. Isn't she great?
What's a built-in pool?
A built-in. It's in the ground.
In ground.
I say built-in.
Built-in was built-in. What it was called when I was a kid.
Yeah, it was called built-in back in our day.
Built-in.
A built-in.
Yeah, the new kids.
Before that, it was called a pond.
The new kids. I'm 39.
Four.
Long Island loves the above ground pool.
Oh, they love a good above ground.
And it makes them feel great.
Yeah.
Above ground piss pool.
You can move into a house that had an above ground pool in it 10 years ago, and the grass is still dead in a perfect circle in the yard.
Absolutely. How about the above ground that they try to make an in-ground with a deck?
All my friends have.
Yeah. Like that. Yeah. Listen, you're not fooling anybody, okay?
Right.
We're fucking 8 feet off the ground. I can see your neighbor's like I'm looking in his house right now.
Right.
We've broken three of those. You ever broken one of those?
What?
An above ground?
Yeah.
I've not. How do you break it? How do you do that?
You just get roughhousing.
Mine exploded when I was a kid. We had one for like 3 weeks, and the lining started bubbling underneath.
That's like a kiddie pool.
It was a big
pool. Your pool got an embolism.
It was like a 4-foot pool, and it started bursting out the bottom, and slowly it just came out, and the whole thing just burst.
Yeah.
And I was like crying. I was like, oh, my God. I lost all my friends.
Were they floating down the street?
No, they're not going to come over my house anymore.
Were you a pissy eye little kid too? Because I was. My father used to call me, "Hey, knock it off, pissy eyes," because I was constantly crying as a kid.
Oh,
I was a crybaby.
Really?
Oh, you already told two stories of your youth where you were crying.
Well, I got punched in the head. Adult one. The pool, I didn't really cry. That was a little.
That's your new nickname, pissy eye, small mouth.
I like a good cry. I cry when I watch Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah.
You did? What part?
When it ended.
Part of the daughter when she says she's going to get married, and he's like, "Well, I got to work," and then she gets bummed, and he goes, "But they're going to have to find someone else to work," and I'm like, I start crying.
You start crying. You're not supposed to act it out like Rocky Horror.
Yeah,
I cried too and bled.
Very sweet.
Oh,
fun fact, when your eyes get red in a pool, it's from the urine, not the chlorine.
Is that true?
Fun fact.
I heard that too.
Well, when a pool, it's hard to open your eyes, it's because the chlorine is actually working on the piss and whatever the fuck is
that's insane.
Whatever's happening.
I know that.
I have salt water pool, Bob.
Ooh, I know you do, and it's but your pool is fucking. I gotta be honest with you, dude.
95 degrees.
Yeah, dude. It's not a pool. It's literally jumping in hot air.
No one wants to be cold in the pool.
Yeah, no. You want to be a little. You want to jump in. Listen, this is what you want with a pool. Hot outside. Jump in refreshed.
Nope.
And
get out and feel refreshed. Now every breeze feels good when you're out of the pool.
You shouldn't feel cooler outside of your pool.
No, I like whole pool to be jacuzzi.
It's literally your cooking organs. You can't let little kids swim in your pool.
Well, they shouldn't anyway, and I have a restraining order that says they can't.
I like your pool.
Well, I like. There's nothing better than a fucking pool.
Nothing
and I'm so
better.
Glad my neighbor has one. She's so great with it too. She keeps it open for Max. But I don't have to. I don't have to really do anything.
It seems dangerous, by the way.
What's
you gotta watch out for that. Those pools kill kids 10 a day.
Jesus
pools
Christ!
Are dangerous.
What are you
saying? Yeah.
Well, there's a
watch
fence.
Out.
I put a fence up. He can't
constant
get out.
Constant supervision.
There's a fence. She has a fence. I have a fence. What? There's a double fence.
You can open a fence.
No, he can't. It's up high. He can't get into it, and he can't get in her gate.
We're gonna build a fence. It's gonna be amazing.
I know. It's fucking happening tonight, and his wife is talking tonight. That should be
Melania.
Fun.
Yeah.
Oh God, you're voting for Trump, right?
I mean, it's not going to matter. I live in New York City.
Yeah, I love that. Explain that. I know
what it means. Here's what it means. New York goes for Democrats and has forever. We have an electoral college. Just five states that matter. It's Florida.
Yep.
Ohio.
Yep.
Colorado.
Right.
Pennsylvania
and
Virginia.
I think he's going to get Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Florida.
You know, listen, the Clintons are a machine. Hillary's a machine. Is a very good chance they edge him out. But, I mean, who knows? You know, I don't think he's a perfect candidate. He's said a lot of things I don't agree with. But, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, it all depends. You know, the Democrats have ran a woman who is not traditionally Democratic by any means. This is not a, you know what I mean? This woman has been pro the Iraq war, pro going into Libya, pro going into Syria. And I mean, that's why we're getting all the blowback. It's why these people are blowing us up. And Hackett, you know what I mean? They don't want us there. Okay, let's get out of there.
Okay, all I want to know, okay, who the fuck do we vote in that's going to solve the problem we're having with Syria? And ISIS, or is it never going to be? It's just going to get worse.
Unsolvable.
That's not a
unless
problem.
Unless you kill them.
Yeah.
Huh?
Unsolvable.
But we are beating them back in the old battlefield.
Mm. Yeah, but they say that the reason why they're actually doing
we're roast battling them. We're getting them. We're getting them.
We're really zinging
them. Jabbing them.
They're saying that the reason that they're actually fighting back right now and we're going through is because we are fucking them up. And this is their
issue. Kerry said they're desperate. It proved when they blew up that airport in Turkey. They said, "Well, this proves they're desperate now."
Right.
Which sounds like somebody losing.
Well, it's like it's a problem because you either go and back these dictators in these countries, the strong arm guys that are going to, you know, or you support. I mean, because the problem with Syria is you start arming people to go against the Assad regime, and the people you're arming are ISIS. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's a ragtag group of guys, and then ISIS goes, "You're with us now." And they go, "Okay." So the CIA is giving weapons.
That sounded fun, by the way, when you said that.
Well, the enemy of my enemy is also my enemy.
The CIA is giving weapons, and then it's the national security state's really divided. You have the military going, "No, we got to do this," and the CIA is like, "No, we got to do that." So nobody really knows.
It's like CNN.
And why is this all happening? Most of this stuff recently has happened in France.
They have a huge, you know, Muslim population. They've had a lot of refugees settle there. They haven't assimilated them. France is not good at assimilating people. They have a huge welfare state. You don't have to assimilate. You don't have to work.
So they're just being what they were when their country.
Well, yeah.
Instead of
they say,
becoming,
come on in, and you can do what you want. And here's a tremendous amount of very nice benefits for you. And you know, and listen, a lot of these people are coming from countries they don't have the skills. This is the problem. The Americans don't have skills. People that I grew up with that went to public schools don't have skills to get these new jobs. How are third world refugees going to have those skills? They're not. So they're unemployed and they're easy to radicalize. And then they, you know, you have religion.
So, all right, Scobo, how do you feel about this?
I'm on Tim's side.
Oh, Scopo's gay.
That's a perfect ass for a gay.
I don't know. I'm cleaning up.
All that meat.
It's
they gotta have sex.
Is this why the UK pulled out? And does this have something to do with it? They're like, "Look, we just want to fucking do our own thing."
Yeah, well, that is a huge part of it. There was immigration was a huge part of it. The idea that, one, the EU wasn't, it didn't make any sense because they weren't sharing a currency. I mean, there's all these different countries with histories. They're complex. They have cultures. And then you put them all together under this umbrella of a thing where bureaucrats in Brussels make decisions about what affects people in Northern England. They go, "Well, this is ridiculous. We didn't elect any of these people.
Right.
Why are they having a say over who we are?"
Right.
And so they pull out and they go, "We just want to do our own thing." That globalism and this one world government that a lot of people envision on the left and the right is not really going to work out for people.
But is this the setup for another fucking giant world war?
Huge. Because Russia and China, yeah, it's a setup for another big one.
Woo-wee. Fucking my kid is like gonna be perfect age.
It
scares the shit out of me.
Get rid of that fence, maybe.
They'll never do a draft.
You know, my father called me up on the first Iraq war. My real dad, who was a Vietnam vet, called me up the night we started bombing, the first Iraq war, and he said, "If they, because I was draftable at that time, I was 20, young 20-year-old hot Kelly." And he
all you
goes,
have to do is tell the recruiter you blew someone for a steak, and you ain't getting in back then.
Back then, yeah. Just stuck a dick in front of him. Yeah. Just try to blow him in the bathroom.
My father would love if I died in a war. He would love. He'd be so happy.
He died a hero.
He died a hero, you know?
But my father called me up. He goes, "Don't go. If you get drafted, you leave this fucking country."
It's like a Springsteen song.
And that, he was
my
like,
"Dad called me,
don't go, son. Go up to Canada where the moose run free. The sunsets never die." I was like, "Really?" I go, "You're a fucking." You're a vet, man. You're in Vietnam. Did I just get bit from something or I have a stroke?
Oh, shit.
Either is very possible.
Do you smell toast?
It's different, I guess, if...
Sure, you do. Before a stroke, you do smell burnt toast.
That's not true.
It's absolutely true.
How do you know?
It's because I smell toast a lot. And it's usually because there's toast around me. But a lot of times on a train, on a subway, if I smell something and nobody else smells it, I get really paranoid. So I ask people on the train, "Do you smell that?" And some guys speak English, and they go...
And some of them go, yeah, no, they do. Like, if we're going through a tunnel, like the F train goes in an underground tunnel, you just smell like... like, I don't know, paint or whatever the hell they're doing. I start flipping out. Can you smell that? Right. Or I'll start like a conversation with somebody next to me. I'm like, it's disgusting. It smells, right?
You ask the guy, and he says yes, but he's also having a stroke. And you're like, oh, I think I'm safe. And then, no, you're both.
We're all going to have a stroke.
Just two tubbies having a stroke.
Terrible. That's great gay code, too. Do you smell that? I sure do. I smell what you got cooking.
Gay code, is it? No, is this is gay
is that
code
real?
A, can I say something? Is gay code a myth? Is that like an urban legend, gay
it's
code?
It's a new show on MTV6 that I will not be cast on. I will not
is
be
it really?
Cast on that show.
Is it gay code?
I think they were trying to make one.
Oh, is that
funny.
Right?
I heard.
Oh, I you were being funny.
No, I heard. No, I would not. I would not. I would have me in for the audition. They'd go, nope.
I was just out at the gay capital of Long Island over the past weekend.
Sayville?
Cherry Grove.
Oh, Fire Island.
Have you been there?
It's the gayest place I've ever seen in my life.
It's insane.
It's just there's no law. It's just
no law.
Eating,
there's
drinking,
a law.
Fucking
there's a law. It's called you fucking suck whatever comes your way.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Yeah. It was just amazingly gay.
Yeah.
And when we finally left, it was like, oh, whew. I was gayed out. I was gayed out after a weekend, like just being around so many openly gay people that are being openly gay. It was just too much.
It's a lot of energy and a lot of loud music.
Too much energy.
Yeah. I have fun. I like gay things. Like, no, like, you know, like, it's just.
Like dicks?
I don't know. No,
I know what you
no.
mean.
But no, yeah. Who said that?
What
I know what you mean.
You,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, I like, you know, like gay, the pride parade. I like me
and things fun.
Me, well, they,
fun.
It's just like me and Norton.
Went, fun.
There's me and Norton one night went to the burlesque gay show uptown. We actually ate. We had food.
I bet.
I think Norton was bummed out it wasn't a shemale bar. I think he read the fucking.
Bobby had a steak that he bought with his mouth.
With his mouth.
That fucking hurt my neck.
Gay stuff is very positive.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, it's fucking fun.
every show that me and Mark do, he has a joke about gay people being in shave. He goes, blah, blah, gay people, blah, not Tim Doolin. And, it's a rough hurt.
I didn't make it yet.
No,
I really do want to know this, Tim, though.
Yeah.
Is there, like, I've always heard this gay eyebrows or gay code
like
or gay
the
things.
Foot.
Like, is there, like, a bandana? Is there a gay code?
There is a gay bandana we pass around, like the bomb, like the like when somebody bombs, you pass that around?
No. Is there a gay code? Like,
that was weird. Okay. That was a bomb about the bomb Dana. That's really rare.
There you go.
Give me a favor, though.
Big one.
And yeah, don't put that on anything. Just put it on the microphone. Don't touch it.
There is no... There, I don't,
around
I
his
mean,
neck.
There, I mean... There.
He puts it, he makes an ascot out of it. Anyways...
I think they're
like okay, so you're hanging out.
Yeah.
All right. You're
here's the thing, with technology, with the apps and stuff, it doesn't
you don't
really
need it.
But back
you don't need it.
You don't need it anymore, but was there before the grind before
when
the apps?
I was nine, yes. I would have to tap
so you don't know.
No, there is, you know, dudes with you know, like the guys, you know, they people get caught in airports and all that stuff. I
what
mean
do you mean caught in an airport?
Well, you know,
there are cages for gay people.
Senators are blowing people in airports, tapping their foot and
I don't see that's the thing I don't get. It's like
I came up with technology where it was like the apps and everything like that, or you just message somebody on Craigslist.
I'd be afraid to get head from a chick at an airport.
What?
Never mind,
really?
Fuck it. Yeah, like if a chick wants to fuck you at an airport, like even if my wife was like, I want to go suck your dick somewhere, I'd be like, no. What if I'm like getting fucking, well, it's crazy. That's just too much. I'd be stressed out. Never mind.
Everything's too expensive at the airport. This is just a different conversation.
What'd you say?
I'm trying to start a different conversation. Those prices
are really...
Yeah,
trying to buy headphones at a... Or head.
Well, there's always this rumor that guys have gay code. Like, you know, like that's David Chappelle's great joke, bananas.
Right. Well, there's people that talk about...
I don't know that one.
He said there's, like, gay code. And a guy pulled up at the West Village. He's like, hey. He's like, hey, man. What's up? He's like, bananas. He's like, nah, I'm good, man. He's like, no. Bananas. He's like, nah, man, I don't want bananas, man. I'm good. He's like, no.
bananas. That's like gay code.
There's like, I think if you're in a park at 2 o'clock in the morning, that's probably a good indication.
What'd you say? Well, I mean, I'm not Dave Chappelle.
I didn't get the joke. Bananas. How many times are we going to repeat it?
That's the worst Chappelle thing ever. Yeah.
Look, this guy's like the first bit he ever wrote.
Still couldn't leave it alone. I love it.
You had to fucking call it out.
I put the bomb bandana on me for Chappelle's joke because I think I hacked
it
up.
Give it to Chappelle.
Oh, man.
In the park, late night park. That's a big deal.
What do you mean? Like, what do you mean?
If you're a gay guy, if you're a guy in a park. Oh, late
park.
At night.
Listen, part like your hair.
Yeah, no.
Like after 11,
if you're a guy in a park late at night, there's a chance you're looking to do something. Unless, like, if it was me, people would just think I worked for the parks department. And they would be like, handle that raccoon. But if you're...
Did you have to have the dude, no, I'm gay. He's like, no. I suck dick.
But still, handle that raccoon.
The parking rides out on Long Island were a big thing.
Oh, yeah.
What's a park? A rest stop.
It's
rest
where
stop.
You
yeah,
stop.
Huge.
It wasn't even like a rest stop. There are these parking lots off of some of the busy exits on the expressway.
Yeah.
And if you're on one of the trades... Like a carpenter, tin knocker, whatever it is. You don't want to drive. Tin knocker. That's what I was. You don't want to drive out to the job site in a bunch of cars, so you'd meet and all get in the work truck and drive off to the job site and then drop everyone back off at the...
It's like where the guy blew the guy on the Sopranos.
Yeah. And in the morning, you would see, like... guys in the woods around the parking lot. Or there was a thing, if you could leave your headlights on, and that let
like
everybody
that's gay
know
code.
That
you were...
Yeah, that's gay code. Or headlights on in a parking ride, and you are fucking looking to
is that
suck
true?
Some dick.
Yeah, no, 100%. And bathhouse was before that. That predated that.
A bathhouse?
Yeah, that was, like
was the Roman
thing.
Empire.
They still have those?
Yeah, I don't think so.
A fucking gay guy with a lion. Yeah. Well, there you go.
We're learning.
Well, it is.
Learning tolerance.
It is, I think. But it's funny that technology, there's none of that anymore.
No.
There's not even going... when I was coming up, you had to go... To meet a girl,
you had to
fucking talk, listen to her hopes and dreams, make
horrifying.
Her laugh, fucking... You had to know, you know, how to...
It was horrifying.
You had to spend hours...
I don't know how you did it.
Fucking hours talking.
Yeah, brutal.
Yeah.
French roast.
You still do that. You meet online,
I know.
And then you talk
for
hours.
Once you meet online, you don't just meet online and then go, hey, let's meet up. There's already some kind of, sex talk going on before you even meet.
You meet up, you're fucking...
You
I know
guys...
You
you're fucking.
No guys at Tinder... They swipe, they click, they text, and then they fuck.
Lauren, how are you doing out there?
Not too well.
Not well. What about
Mark?
She's not. No. She's not. She's having a hard time.
How come? What are you using?
Nothing.
She's using tin knocker.
No computer.
Tin
knocker.
It's a cheaper Tinder.
Yeah.
She caters to working men.
Well, I mean, you're not on Tinder, Lauren?
No, I'm not doing that.
You're not doing that. No. Why is that? Because you're old school?
Because I'm old school. I'm Italian, and I don't like that stuff.
I'm Italian. I'm on Tinder.
But in Italian, it's much nicer.
Tinder's out.
Bumble's the best one. Bumble's the best one out there right now.
Bumble's number one.
Stop eating the microphone. You're fucking screaming. You do all that shit.
Yeah.
But you don't need to. You can meet a girl.
Yeah, but sometimes you get bored during the day. You just swipe away.
Yeah,
you get matches.
You're never gonna settle down with a girl. If
You're never gonna meet a girl.
Settle down. Like Henry.
Settle down.
What
do you settle down?
He's settling down. He found a girl.
Don't you think though that if you take away the responsibility of meeting somebody, getting to know somebody. And you just make it to the point where, look, I'm bored during the day. I'm going to meet a chick and try to fuck her.
Right.
It's almost like you're going to get used to that. That's going to be your relationship MO.
It is true.
But
I'm missing.
Pull the mic away from your mouth a little bit.
I'm missing a couple times. I missed some signs from chicks that were like giving me openings because I was used to just swiping. Right. I got fucked up. I was like, oh shit, maybe I should not do this as much. And I stopped for a little bit, but now.
Yeah, I mean,
don't you think there's a part of it? It's generational that everyone sees the new thing as like, oh, that's bullshit. You're not doing it right. But people meet all the time online. They're together.
No, but this technological thing transcends anything that had happened. Even if it's like, oh, the personal ads in the paper were the thing of the years ago. A lonely heart's ad. But still, you met the person. You didn't just keep corresponding in the New York Times classified section until you said you want to fuck.
Okay.
It's like, oh, Times, could you put my dick picture on page 5?
Yeah.
I want to see her tits.
Back
in the
day, you want to get a hooker, you got to go fucking drive around in your fucking car in a shit neighborhood and have a chick get in your car and suck your dick and find a spot.
Oh, chick. I'm doing the hand.
Air quotes. Yeah,
but no, but now quotes, you can just fucking go on your computer, call right to their house. They come to you, do whatever the fuck you want. It's,
but that's
it's
not so much relationship, you know?
Yeah, I know it's relationship, but some people, that's there. It's so convenient now to meet somebody or have somebody come over to back in the day when you had to kind of work for it. Maybe you wouldn't go get a prostitute. Maybe you wouldn't do that. Maybe you just crank one out. Or when you had to meet a chick and you had to take her out, you're not going to do that every with a different chick all the fucking time.
So you're saying once it got easier to do this than to jerk off. Once those lines cross, it's easier to get laid just at some whore online than it is to jerk off. Now society's fucked.
Well, I think it's like it's going to be harder for somebody to meet somebody.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because marriage.
Marriage is already in the shitter too, so that's kind of dying out, I think.
Yeah.
No offense. Newlyweds over here. But, you know.
I don't think it's going to die out. I think that it'll just evolve. I think the legal protections of marriage, like, people still want to do something.
Not guys.
I know, in a lot of gay marriages, they have open relationships.
Yeah.
Nail in the coffin, kiss of death.
Yeah, I think that's crazy. I think if you're gonna be in a relationship with somebody, you should cheat on them secretly.
Exactly.
That's true.
Really, I believe that.
Seriously.
I always believe you lie to the people you care about, you cheat on the, you know what I mean?
Saves
I believe
the
that.
Marriage.
Saves the marriage.
Yeah, it saves it.
Don't think
look
you're
at the Clintons.
Any guy I ever knew who had these open thing where my girl lets me, it's always failed. It's always come to an end. That horse shit always dies.
That's how my marriage ended.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like, oh, you know, my wife started hinting like, oh, you should get one of those girls from the show and, you know, with the three of us, we'll go to a hotel or something. I'm like, oh, yeah, that sounds like a terrible idea. I'll work on that immediately.
Yeah.
And I did, and I got a girl.
Yeah, but you waited fucking 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah, maybe that was it. I waited longer.
She was actually in the closet.
Yeah, exactly. No, and then we hooked up throughout the whole summer with this girl, and then by the end of the summer, I was like, all right, take it easy to my wife.
Whoa.
It was like, she gave me an ultimatum. She's like, yeah, she's got to go or me, and I'm like, later.
Wow, backfire.
Later.
But you're still with the girl.
Yeah, so
I was for 9 years.
You took the
you took the
lock off the baby carriage and wheeled her right out of the house.
That was it. Please leave.
Yeah,
it doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
You really
have to have some type of sacrifice for a relationship to work. There has to be some type of sacrifice in anything that you do. I think there has to be some type of sacrifice. And when you're not willing to sacrifice, look at me. I'm overweight because I'm not willing to sacrifice.
What?
Oh, yeah. I don't know if you know this.
I didn't notice.
Oh, I don't know if you notice.
No, you look good, though. You look better than you have at some point in time. This is not the worst you've ever looked.
Yes.
Fucking Joe, you're just a mean person.
I'm trying to be nice.
We had a nice night, and you got to attack
me. You were fucking with me the whole day.
How was I fucking with you?
Well, I don't like to talk about it.
First of all, you fucked with me.
What do you mean?
As soon as we met, you made me... It's 900 degrees out. You have the gait of a fucking giraffe, and I got to follow you to Starbucks. I get there. I'm sweating bullets.
Yes.
And then you're in there just fucking...
It's too hot. Bobby had to go outside because the AC was broken. It was funny. But I got you a cookie.
I didn't want a fucking cookie.
Did
I wanted a scone.
They were out of scone.
I wanted a dry... I like dry. The older you get, the more dry... I wanted savory.
What?
I wanted a savory.
Oh,
I didn't want sweet.
Sucks.
This fucking
a nice moist oatmeal raisin.
Yeah, I would have went with that. This cocksucker gets a fucking cookie because he has the taste buds of a fucking 12-year-old.
Can't go wrong with a CC
and the ass to match.
He really does have a tight ass. Is the mouth to match a 2-year-old?
It's a type 2 mouth.
Oh,
and I've been
God.
Diagnosed. I don't think you should make fun now that I'm diagnosed.
First of all,
and don't lick your lips. When it's distracting to me.
Listen, when he told you he had a small mouth.
A type 2?
A type 2.
Type 2. Yeah.
What did you say, sir?
You mean recently?
She said,
yes.
Let's fuck.
Well, at first I was like, how many types are there?
It really is a relative.
Is the type 1 largest, or is it the smallest? Is type...
No, I think type 1's like a baby mouth, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like a burn victim mouth.
But
where it just melted shut.
I'm probably a type 2.
Yeah, we got small mouths.
You don't have a regular size mouth. I think you do.
But
not
it's
like
a girl,
his.
Small.
I don't think so. I think her mouth is fine. I don't. I don't. Your mouth is obviously smaller than it should be.
We got it right here.
Yeah, look up the types.
Wait, go back
Holy
up.
Holy shit.
Go back on. Up.
Come on. The well, four that looks
types,
like a normal
teeth.
Mouth.
Oh, four types.
Teeth. Yeah. Oh, that's on. Quite different than the mouth.
I've never heard that terminology.
What?
So maybe that's the dentist's own... Yeah, I'm not
lingo.
Seeing
it's like gay lingo. He's like, you got to type two, and I'm supposed to blow him.
Yeah, it's just very hard to get into your mouth.
That's what he said.
Because you type two, because you
like
just annoy him.
Kissing garami.
Maybe it's a reference to my breath. Number two.
Anyways. Well, listen. I'm fucking hungry.
Get out of here.
I'm fucking hungry now, you know. I'm fucking hungry now, you know.
Did you guys get... You guys gave me a gift, right? What was the gift, by the way?
Pancakes house.
It's just a bunch of chocolate chip cookies.
What is the gift? First of all, I love the bag.
Wow. Look at that.
This is a fucking beautiful bag.
Yeah. Nice. Is it really?
This is, look at that. You don't want that bag? Feel that bag.
I feel like the bag's killing it more than the gift.
The bag is great. Yeah. You want to feel it?
That'd be great if the gift sucked.
Feel the bag. We don't know what it is yet.
Chocolate chip cookies.
Everybody's feeling it.
Carpet's a bag.
You want to feel it?
You feel a bag like this, you should get a steak.
I'll feel it. That's pretty good.
All right, here we go. Let's see. All right, there's a lot of pink stuff in here.
Paper.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. There's, whoa, what is this? Whoa.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, it's a leather helmet when you fall.
Oh!
You love the Cowboys.
There you go.
First of all, I'm a Patriots fan.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So special. That's perfect.
I really, I feel like fucking Curly from the Three Stooges right now.
Great.
Right. Wow, I do.
That UFC fighter could have used that.
No shit.
How funny is this? Used to be the helmet still.
Really? Yeah.
This used to be the helmets they used. Just
like, that's
this.
All we need.
In the fucking 40s and 50s, that was the helmet. Yeah.
That's what I said.
No, I was telling you the era.
Oh my God. Here,
I'm giving you the era.
I'm taking this off. You have to. This is the dumb cap for you. Put this on.
Oh, shit. It's going to fuck up my hair, though.
What a terrible tag.
What a fucking moron. Yeah. That in the 40s and 50s, they used to win. No, I just said that in a more fucking concise way.
He honed it into the actual decades.
Frank Griffin wore this.
You actually really look good with that hat.
Yeah.
You really
shit.
Do.
Like Johnny Unitas. Yeah. Oh, he played in the 1950s.
61.
Oh, shit.
I'm screaming into the mic, dum-dum. So listen, all right, let's wrap. Thank you very much. It's a nice. I'm a fucking Patriots fan, but I do it. I like the Cowboys.
This should be a new segment: how to not receive a gift properly.
I really no. I like the Cowboys. I mean, it's America's team, right?
Exactly. We got it from the pro shop.
What's that? Give him the microphone, buddy.
We got it from the Cowboys Pro Shop.
That's great. I really appreciate it. We're going to put this up in the back over here. Yeah. All right? Is that good?
No.
All right, cool. I'm going to make Scopo wear it every time he says something dumb. How's that? That'll be the dumb cap for everybody here. Thank you very much, guys. Now, when are you guys going back to... Do you work at Harley-Davidson?
No, I just like motorcycles.
You have a bike?
I have many motorcycles.
Oh, you do?
That's one of my hobbies, but I don't like any type in particular.
Oh, really?
Just a shirt. So,
you ride motorcycles a lot. Now, do you ride too, son?
It's Harley Davidson.
I ride a moped.
Now, does that disappoint you?
I think that's one of those gay signs we were talking about.
He's pretty good.
Has a moped a fucking gay code?
He has that. Listen, this is Texas, so it's kind of girly, but... Right. No, he'll ride the Hod someday. So.
He'll ride the Hod.
Oh, that's
easy
not
with
right.
the gay. Easy with the gay. That's definitely gay code.
Hog. Let's go to park and ride. Leave our headlights on.
Johnny is 16 and he's an expert on comedians. You know, we've seen more than hundreds, 200.
Oh no, shit!
Everyone you name, everyone you're talking about.
Oh, that's great, man. No, I really appreciate you guys. That's awesome. I love
supporting the industry.
And good for you, dude, for being fucking cool with your kid.
That's right.
Yeah, man,
good for you. Don't take no shit off nobody.
You're very lucky.
I'm just trying to make Anthony laugh every day.
It's working because I get every dumb movie reference you make.
I
love it.
We're actually going to a Joe's premiere.
Oh, thank you. Mark and Bobby will be there.
Yeah.
Bobby will be there. Come on out. 10 p.m.
I can't make it.
Shut up. Come on. You're our guest.
I'm kidding.
Oh, thank God.
I am going to Colin Quinn's show tomorrow night.
But come after.
Which is at 7. I am. I'm coming after that.
All right.
He's taping his down at Pace University.
Ooh.
He's pacing his another... a fucking another one man show.
Yeah.
Wow. I heard
no one else will work with him.
What's that?
I heard this is the best one.
And well, he's got another one that he's working on besides this one. This one's being taped.
What's that on the Magna Carta?
I know. It's just fucking
right.
Crazy.
We get it. You're smart and funny. Fuck you.
Did he do? He did Race already, right?
No.
No.
He wrote a book about the New York story thing.
New York Story is Race, but it's about New York Race.
Right. Yeah. And how it doesn't matter, and everybody talked politically.
And he had the book was about Race.
The book was
the coloring book.
Coloring book, right?
That's
right.
Yeah, yeah, that's great.
I mean, if anybody can do it, he can do
it. He's a champ.
He really is. All right, well, listen, man, let's go around the room. Sarah, what do you got besides a beautiful husband?
No.
What do you got going? You're going to Montreal, right? No.
No.
What?
Oh,
well, you're not
shit.
Going to Montreal. What's going on?
Why?
With
what's
you?
In Montreal?
Sarah's fucking hilarious.
When does this come out?
And you actually, what's that?
This Sunday.
This comes out this Sunday. Yeah. Yeah. Why? What's going on? What do you got?
Oh.
Yeah. Just Twitter.
What's your Twitter? Well, where are you
gonna
Twitter be? Out there?
I'm going to be in Houston. Joke Joint.
Joke Joint. But this is coming out after. But we'll be Sunnyvale.
Sunnyvale.
Sarah's coming with me to Sunnyvale. Throw some things out there. I feel like I'm speaking for you.
I'm trying to talk to her. I don't.
Jesus.
Rooster
you want to go to the batterer's class with me?
Don't let that tiny mouth do your talking.
Rooster Tees. What's your Twitter? Where can people find out where you're going to be?
At Stolemach. Stolemach.
Yeah, could you make it harder?
Wow.
It's a tough one.
Yeah.
That is a really tough one. But look, she's hilarious.
Funny.
Fucking hilarious. How did that TV show you did? Remember that? What was the company?
Adam Devine?
Yeah, what was that?
That was great. It was in Hawaii.
It's in Hawaii, right?
Yeah, it already aired like in April.
Where did it air? Where can people see it?
It was on Comedy Central. You can probably find it on their website.
All right, you got to go check her out. She's fucking hilarious. These two together are two of the funniest people around. And I love you guys dearly. I mean, Joe is one of my best friends, but I've come to love Sarah, too. And
he's
a dear friend of ours. I love that you guys are together because sometimes you see comics, couples, and you're like, oh, boy, that's going to fucking end atrociously. But, like, you, Rich and Bonnie... Just two funny fucking people. And it's also such
the list.
Are you talking about Phil Hartman and his wife?
Wait, what happened there?
Anyways, Joe, what do you got besides a brand new number one, number two, maybe number three by now?
It's number two right now.
Let's check. Go check iTunes right now where Joe's thing is.
Go buy it. It'll crank up again. Are You Mad at Me? It's called. It's on iTunes or Amazon, wherever you get shit. I don't know where you go.
Right.
And Sarah will be with me in Sunnyvale. Rooster Teeth Feathers in August, a couple weeks. And then we're doing the Relapse Theater, which is fun. We're both sober. We're doing the Relapse Theater, it's called.
Yeah.
You
guys are both sober?
Yeah.
Sarah's
no shit.
Seven or 8 years, right?
That's great.
Soon.
Fucking love you guys.
A couple weeks. August 17th, Relapse Theater in Atlanta. Wednesday, August 17th, come out. We'll both be there. And then that weekend, we're in Wilmington at the Dead Crow Comedy Club. And go buy my album and check out Tuesdays with Stories.
Tuesday's story is kicking ass.
Yeah.
Still.
Funny pod.
Yeah. Anthony, very what do you got besides fucking rehabilitation courses?
I have my batterer's intervention on Thursdays.
Can we come to that?
Counseling on Wednesdays. And all the other days.
How are you doing with the drink? Are you not drinking?
It's one day at a time, Bob.
It really is.
It's one day at a time. I don't project. I try not to look back.
I want to say something right now.
Educate me what?
I'm going to say something right now.
Yeah, yeah.
You seem to be in a very good spirit. You seem to be in really good spirits right now.
Thank you.
And I'm glad that you're going. You're hanging out with Keith and his wife because they're fucking great. They love you. You got a great staff.
I do.
But you do seem like since... You seem like in a great fucking in a good space.
I downshifted a little.
Good.
I downshifted a couple of gears. I was going a little headlong into some catastrophes. So
you got a lot of people: your family, your sister, your brother. You got a great family. You got a fucking great life.
Good family.
You got a lot of people that care about you.
Look at this fucking intervention. This
is
crazy.
I'm just letting you know that you
Thank
do.
Thank you,
Bob. Come back, you got to go back to her.
There's no other way.
I have some bad news for Joe.
What's that?
You have dropped to number three.
Oh jeez.
That's not bad.
You're no longer two.
It's
terrible.
It's not number. Tosh. It's not number one or number two, but you are up there with great comedians.
Yeah.
And Joe, I'm telling you right now, you're one of the fucking funniest guys out there.
Yeah, I'm actually okay with it.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
I feel great.
I mean, you're not like Dan Soder or Mark Norman, but you're fucking...
Oh, come on. His album's a type 3.
Yeah. Oh. No. Joe, you're beautiful. I love you.
I thought we were doing Anthony. What the fuck?
Yeah, right? What happened? I was going to say you can catch me on my show, the Anthony Cumia Show.
What's that again? Where is that?
It's the Anthony Cumia Show, but it's on compoundmedia.com.
Uh-huh.
The sources or the higher forces of the company decided, let's get your name off of the whole big picture.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I agreed wholeheartedly as the boss of the whole thing.
Yeah, you're kind of shitty Google.
It really is shitty Google fucking clickbait. But it's a whole network. So it's me, Gavin McInnes.
Gavin's great.
Pat Dixon does the New York City Crime Report, which is just great.
It is a great. It is a, I
crazy
love
East Side Dave McDonald. It's East some Side. Kind of pornographic kid show. I don't even know what it is.
Huh?
Yeah. Well, it's East Side.
That's where he gets his girlfriends.
He's out of his mind.
East Side, he is but, crazy, but, it's, but you love know, him.
Mike Fenoya. We got a lot of great shows on the platform.
You're building
the
network. We got
building a network.
Good. You got two. We got three great podcasting networks on the East Coast now.
Yeah,
which is Riotcast, yours, and now
Gas Digital.
Gas Digital. I want to have a meeting of all the podcast networks. Yeah, now we just got to. Did you break it?
No, it's not broken. I'm still sitting.
Sure.
What happened?
It's I don't know. Like the thing stopped.
What happened?
It's gay
Scopo.
It's gay code.
Yeah. No, I don't know.
Scopo, what
it's
happened?
It's not broken.
I think he just went down a notch on the
chair. Yeah,
I
just went
chair.
Down a notch.
Yeah. All
right. I downshifted.
Like his album. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I downshifted.
Your ass is down.
I went to number three.
Mark, what do you got? Jesus Christ.
Oh, boy. What a fun group.
This was a good one.
Great group.
This is a fucking great one.
Yeah.
Yeah, very fast.
Quick.
What do you got besides fucking herpes? You got chlamydia,
wrong
too.
Wrong guy. I got rid of it. I had chlamydia.
Did
What the fuck?
What is going on here?
Dude, you just literally shut down the whole show.
Oh, no.
No, it's not. It's not. We're good. You got to stop. Listen, Tim, stop moving.
Holy shit. He can't even move.
We got to put pillows around you.
I apologize. Everything's fine.
No, he's not. You literally, not fine. You just shut down this whole computer.
Is that true?
It's gone.
Oh my God,
it's gone.
We're still
we
on.
We still got the audio.
As we learned from the beginning of the show,
the
computer means nothing.
Right. Yeah,
right.
It's see, if I was on that train, I would have protected that Indian kid because my Indian kid protects me. Yeah.
You gotta keep him around.
You can sing as much as you want. I'll fucking knock you out.
That was good.
That was pretty good. Steve, we're good?
Yeah. I got an interesting question in chat.
I'm going to chat.
No,
I'm
going to
chat. Buddy, I've got it. We're going to go to chat. I'm getting everybody's thing. We're going to go for chat. This is the way I do it every week.
I just said buddy was felt a little aggressive.
Yeah, well, shut the fuck up.
Oh, that's even more
we have a history.
But I didn't give
a good. Okay, what do you got? What do you got?
Jeez, all right. You can find me on Stuck Porn. No, I'll be. when does this come out?
Who the fuck's not fucking going to Stuck
I'm
Porn?
I'm
going
to go to Stuck Porn.
Sure, okay. This Sunday, this comes out.
All right. Check me out at the Portland Helium. Go to my website, marknormancomedy.com, at Mark Norm on Twitter, and listen to Tuesdays with Stories on iTunes.
Yes, we're pandering to the left.
Yes.
Do you really?
No, it's a joke. Dumb. Okay. Remember?
All right, whatever. I'm just trying to fucking play along. Mark, you're fucking awesome. I love you. Thanks for coming on, man. All right, go to the chat room real quick before we go to Tim. Before he fucking knocks something else over. His fucking big gay foot. Is that code? I'm not blowing you.
That's what I said. I'm married. What I'm trying to do here.
Bobby, I'm going to fucking kick your computer.
You know what that means.
Drew F. says, hey, Bobby, did you know that on Google you are credited with writing a book about day hikes in Malaysia?
Is that right?
That's true. Apparently, I googled it. It's true.
That's great. Is it really day hikes?
Yeah.
That's what fucking bums me out about the internet. Is that these fucking fucking pieces of shit can just do? You know, there's these fucking assholes with just time on their hands and knowledge can just fucking make you an asshole.
Yeah,
and there's nothing you can do about it.
Wikipedia page,
you have to have your people. If you have to have people, first of all, then they have to go and fucking talk to somebody.
Got
to
call some of your people.
Oh,
that was a lengthy sentence.
Yeah.
Yeah, I fucking have lengthy thoughts.
You should write a book.
I did.
Oh, right. What was it?
Day hiking in Malaysia.
Malaysia.
Go ahead.
Steak Sauce says, you sure it wasn't dykes in Malaysia? That was a follow-up.
Wow.
You can tell when Depot's trying to be funny through the chat.
Stick to singing.
What else you got?
Gigi says, what's up with Propecia Face in the background? Behind it.
Who's that?
Propecia face.
I think that means the guy in the blue shirt.
I don't know what that means.
He, how is he Propecia face? He's got beautiful hair.
He's got a hair.
It could mean two things. It could mean that he doesn't have hair, but you have hair, but you're hairless on your face.
So look at that. That's a terrible
on
one.
Your fa- it's terrible, but I'm just trying to explain.
Yeah. What maybe you're going to say something about
psychopath in chat might be talking about.
Say something. Well, what's up with the little ginger redheaded girl behind fucking Anthony?
Oh.
No, I know you're not a good.
No one likes her.
The dad's like, what'd you say about my kid? Okay, what else you got?
What was the question?
Just somebody was trying to be funny.
Yeah.
I used to get that as a kid.
I blame you for this.
People would say that a waitress would come over to the table and be like, "And what do you want, sweetie? Like little girl or something like that?" And my father would get so pissed. Yeah. See, I told him cut his hair, Ro. He looks like a fucking girl.
is annoying though. I had a fucking old guy. Max had long hair like a few months ago, and he was like, "Ah, what a cute little girl." I go, "It's a boy." He goes, "Well, then cut his hair."
Or why'd
the
you,
old what? Guy got mad
you
at me?
Should have said, "Why'd you paint his fucking nails?" I did a show with you today. Remember?
Yes, I painted
about
my
painting
kids,
his kids' fucking fingernails.
Why? He wanted his
dude,
foot.
Right? Like, thank you.
What's the point?
He just says why.
He goes, "I want to
be in cahoots with me."
I'm agreeing with him.
He goes. He goes, he wanted his nails painted. So I was like, all right. My wife bought blue paint, and I painted his. He wanted his nails painted.
Huh. If it's blue, it's all right.
It's funny gay stuff. Yeah, that's not pink. He's not fucking. I'm not a queen.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not a queen maker.
Eyeliner? Lipstick? Anything?
No.
Yeah.
Just,
well, not yet.
Well, lip gloss. But listen.
And then his wife bought him a kitchen cooking set, like toy thing.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
Like to play with pots and
pans. Yeah, but
pans
you can't make a guy gay from. First of all, gay guys don't paint their nails.
Uh-huh. Well, some of them do.
Most of them don't.
Straight guys do.
Most gay guys don't paint their nails.
Most don't.
They paint their friends back.
And if you can't make your kid gay from things, buying a little fucking painting his nails or get him a kitchenette, just like you can't make him ungay by fucking handing him a drill.
Maybe.
You know what I mean?
True. My father gave me a drill. He said, go out back and figure it out.
Depends on what's in the chuck.
You put a dildo on the end of it and sat on it.
Exactly.
What else? You got anything else?
Adam Campo says, Liston Norman for president.
Wow. I'd vote for that.
I don't think you can do a good ticket.
List is too liberal. I'll go Norman. I'll vote.
Oh, well, I'm not liberal.
You have to be 35. To run for president.
Oh, yeah.
Very
young.
True.
Too young.
Well, listen, this has been a fucking great show. I think.
What about Tim? You didn't get to Tim.
Yeah, get to Tim.
I know. I'm getting to him.
All right.
I'm making my speeches. I make speeches
like
at the end.
Up. It's not
can
like
you
a
stop
up.
Trying to fucking dictate my show?
Everybody
and just,
else said it
you've
too.
Been, you've
you're
been
trying to skip Tim because you're homophobic.
Tim, where else are you going
to
be breaking
shit? I'm
going
to another computer.
I'm getting to him. I'm saying it's been a great show. I'm making a little fucking speech.
Sorry.
You've been on the fucking show so long. Sarah, fucking nice, sits there and talks, adds stuff. You're just trying to bully me into your show.
Stop trying to call me. You didn't start calling me a bully until I called you a bully. You're trying to do a little reverse
bully
ecology.
You've been fucking nerd bullying.
You're gay.
Words and sentences.
You're gay.
I'm what?
You're gay.
What the fuck? Anyways, Tim, what do you got?
Tim J. Dillon on Twitter, Empire City Casino in Yonkers, August 17th.
Now, have you played that room before?
Not yet.
Oh, boy. Buckle up.
August 18th and 19th, I'll be with Dan Soder.
Turn the car on, step on the gas, and do not fucking
really?
Don't pull over.
Is it really?
Don't ask.
Then find a parking ride and keep those headlights on, baby.
Yeah.
I'll be with Dan Soder at the Vermont Comedy Club, August 18th and 19th.
I'm doing that fucking club.
Should be fun.
Yeah, you were. Is Dan headlining?
Of course, yeah. Right. I'm going to feature there.
Well, I don't fucking know. I'm afraid to ask you to feature for me because I think you might. Barb wants me to suck his dick.
That's what I'll think. That's exactly what I'll think. It'd be very
feature
exciting.
For me?
Very exciting talk.
Nobody wants to see two tubbies.
Wait a minute. What's
we're going to pre-show two, steak.
Two guys our dicks can't touch because of our stomachs.
Yeah. What's the deal with the Empire City Room?
It's, no, it's, a, look, at I've done, it doesn't stink. You can have a good time there.
Yeah.
It's just,
I say lower your expectations.
Right? Yeah.
No. Yeah, they're pretty low.
I actually, it's through Chris Italia.
Right.
And I don't think I've gotten a check from it. I'm still waiting for that. No, I'm giving it to you. It's on its way. I call Frosty. That's my fucking Chris Italia.
Get some vouchers for the slot machines.
Terrible impression.
I know. I'm not good at it. I'm not Dan Soda. Yeah, get you the money. It's coming up tomorrow. Whoa.
You do a good Artie like. Do it Artie vouching for Anthony at the time.
First of all, I didn't like the fucking stomach joke that you made, though. They fucking... I gotta build up to it here. I did the Empire Casino. It was you know, when I was on Howard, I sold it out.
Hey,
all right, I can hear you coming around to it.
Last time I did the Empire Casino. I went up, stabbed myself in the stomach.
Wow, hey, I feel like I'm at a battery class.
All right, so what else you got coming up?
Tim J. Dillon on Twitter. All the dates are up there. I'm going to do some stuff with Chris Gethard, who's great, coming up. So excited about that.
What is that?
He's a great comic, and I open for him sometimes. So.
Oh, cool, man. Well, I definitely have you on some gigs with me. We should put you on.
Oh, cool, man. Absolutely.
He's pretty strong.
Hot Soup, Bobby. Tomorrow night, if it's live. Great show. I'm going to host. So.
Yeah, come out to that. 52nd and Second Avenue.
Dude, fucking great. Always bringing it, man. You're great. This is a great show. It's one of my favorite shows in a long time. Indeed. I love all you guys. Sarah, thanks for coming on. You guys, Keith... You guys are... I'm not even acknowledge you fucking cocksuckers. You guys are on
your
phone.
He's listening to a different podcast right now.
Yeah, he's listening. What are you guys doing?
Tuesdays with Stories.
Are you really? Is there anything in the chat worth mentioning? No.
Come on. She's smarter than Deepu.
No. Right. I make water out of dog shit here. So.
Deepu, what do you got, buddy?
Twitter and Instagram, R2Deepu. And I've been putting out these videos every week. It's like monologue jokes, 1 minute a week. So you can check those out.
Yeah. What is that?
All set.
What is it?
What is it?
Yeah, what is it?
It's a minute of monologue jokes.
Can we hear it? Do we have it right now? Before we go. Who wants to hear it before we take off?
Yeah, we got it.
All right, can you bring it up? Where is it at?
It's on YKWD Twitter. It's on my,
Quick, Tim, kick the computer.
I'm going to die a horrible death right now.
I need pizza. Anybody getting pizza?
Yes, let's get pizza.
Pizza on Bobby.
Yeah.
Pizza on Bobby. But we're going to grandma pizza.
Grandma slice? You gotta pick out slices?
Nah, whatever.
You buy it? Dad? But I'll have a grandma.
Do you have it?
Half cheese, half Indian.
What are you
blood?
Doing? What's going on?
I love that Bobby opened by saying he has control issues and ending by offering to buy us pizza of his choice.
Well, can I tell you why? Grandma, I don't like Ben's regular slice. I like the grandma slice.
Good.
If we're gonna, yeah, it's all right.
Sicilian last night.
Grandma
good.
Pizza at Ben's is the best. That's if you're great. Gonna get a slice, let's go to Joe's and I'll buy a whole pizza.
I like Ben's better than Joe's.
Yeah, I like Ben's
better. Let's do it. Ben's is the best. Grandma pie. Wait,
Ben's is not better than Joe's.
Yes, Ben's is better than Joe's.
Ben's is better than Joe's.
And the space, you can sit in there.
Ben's is pretty good.
Ben's is great.
You guys are all young assholes with fucking shitty taste buds.
Wait, what is the difference between a Sicilian and a grandma?
I will
Sicilian
fucking...
Sicilian is a fat piece and a grandma's thin.
Grandma
square.
Pizza is a crunchier, it's a flakier crust, and the it's sweeter, and the cheese is...
The sauce is better.
Sauce right.
The problem
better.
Is, yeah, there's a
all right,
bunch
here
of
we go.
Sauce on it, though.
I like a big fucking triangle slice.
All right, here we go, everybody.
Oh, wait, what is this?
For the first time in U.S. history, local law enforcement used a remote control device armed with an explosive to take out a criminal. Now, this is big news because now we know the police unlock perks like in Call of Duty. Only 5 more kills and they can call an airstrike by pressing L2 and R2. It was later reported that the device used was a remote tech Andross Mark V, which is a relief because up until then, we were picturing them strapping C4 to Disney's lovable Wall-E.
Can we get an ISIS video?
I'm worried that attacks like this are going to become more common. The fact the Mark V costs $150,000 should put you at ease. Sooner or later, they're going to realize catching a bad guy may not be worth a Ferrari and a half. On the other hand, it does cost the state that much to keep one inmate for 3 years, so we could be seeing droid armies way sooner than expected. Hey, remote tech, can we get 1,000 more of your finest droids, please?
I'm going to go kill myself now.
Yeah.
I'll see you guys later.
Now play the video.
Yeah. I'm literally not hungry.
Anthony hit him.
I'm not hungry. I've never.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
This is how we're going to solve the world's problems.
Wow.
Really
holy shit.
You got to call the episode. I'm not hungry.
What'd you say? What did you say?
The episode, I'm not hungry.
I've never. I was so fucking starving before that clip. I am gonna throw up right now.
It's topical. It had a visual element.
May
to
I
it?
Say I, this is my point. I think we should go around the room with pointers. But I think you can put some more energy in there.
Yeah.
And then
really...
I think you should do a laugh track because a joke with no laugh sounds really bad.
No, yeah, sure.
Well,
I think you got to do a laugh track and you got to spice it a little.
Yeah,
bit.
Energy. You don't make it look like it's from a nanny cam on a shelf somewhere.
Did you wear lipstick? Why were your lips so fucking rosy?
Yeah, I don't even think it was the jokes. It was just you were so low energy and sad.
Yeah, right.
And then throw a laugh, like a big laugh track. Make it ridiculous. Like the laugh.
Way over the top laugh.
I can feel a pulse in my asshole right now. That's how fucking annoyed I am at that.
Yeah, I got real quiet.
Yeah.
My God. Well, listen, you know what, though?
At least I was vulnerable, I guess.
Yeah, you're vulnerable and you're trying to create. So good for you.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
You're actually...
The series is over, by the way.
No, it's not. No. Oh, you cannot fucking end that series. Yeah. That series has to go on and on until one day we're all here and we go, it's good.
Yeah. And then watch some other one. What topics do you hit on?
I did the
there's another one?
No. There's not.
Is there another one?
No.
There's like four.
I'd watch one.
I'm unplugging everything.
Did you really?
Let's watch one more. Maybe it was,
just one more.
It's hard to tell from one video.
Let's watch one more.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, the first Seinfeld stinks.
Right.
True. It's unwatchable.
All right, let's watch one more.
Yeah, pull up the one about the Rio games.
Yeah, we got
Rio games.
Rio games.
That's trouble because you've implied that this one's good.
Games in Rio are almost upon us.
Stop. Pause. Real quick. Stay on the pause.
No, pause as long as you want.
I love that he did the old Rio backdrop. He's changed his curtain.
Yeah. That is the Tonight Show, right?
Carson. This is Tonight Show background. Right, start from the beginning.
You're
so hungover. What's going on? You're like mad.
You need to like
slouching into the camera.
Dirty immigrant family.
Oh, okay. Summer games in Rio are almost upon us, but some say the city is not ready.
Brazil's embattled government is dealing with
unrest. Why are you using an accent?
Are you doing the accent?
No. Deliberately timed to coincide with the cup.
I know. How could anything bad happen in a city where you can experience this every night?
That's funny. That's funny.
Now, it may seem like I just showed you a slice of heaven.
Are you drunk?
Having the Olympics in your city is a huge undertaking. You know, you got 500,000 tourists expected to attend. You got the entire world watching. Maybe they should consider dialing it down a little bit this time around. You know, maybe just have events like track or field. Having the javelin team throw aid.
Stop.
We were all boggled.
Yeah.
Why are you pausing? What is? Are you tired?
I'm not sure what the pacing should be of the editing.
I don't understand the joke. Track or field?
Because there's an event called track and field, and the Rio is not doing well financially, so they got track or field.
That's something.
All right, go ahead.
Oh, now it's something. Thanks, guys.
For the locals. And maybe tell that pole vaulter to stay up there where it's safe. And what I like to call uprising during an uprising.
Okay, well, Trump will be elected.
I think that's pretty.
Wow. Right. I'm addicted.
Anyone have
it's
a
like
noose?
A, it's like a smelly food or something. Yeah. I have to try it again.
Right.
I want to watch 19 of these.
You gotta have a little more.
One more?
No.
Huh?
No.
You gotta make more, baby.
Buddy, you cannot stop doing these.
As a father, I'd rather walk in on Tim Dillon getting raped in the ass than my son making that video.
I appreciate that.
I really would.
I think it could be something.
First of all, I give you credit for doing it because you're putting yourself out there. You never know.
Yeah.
I think they could get better if you let somebody else like star in them, like a Dan Soda, and let somebody else write them.
Yeah.
Listen, no. I think it's not that bad. There's something there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's clips.
A cease and desist from BBC.
Why were you? You got the two people to do the dance fucking thing was good.
Yeah.
Look, man, fucking. I mean, you're doing something. You're trying.
Yeah, yeah. I want to be able to create content on a regular basis, like week to week. And
good
ridiculousness without that pesky humor.
Look, man, don't stop doing it.
I'll try some more energy. Maybe put a laugh track in there.
I think energy and a laugh track, and stop with these. Don't pause. Don't go get to the thing and go. And then they went home. Yeah. Don't do that. Yeah, that's fucking ridiculous.
You had more paws than a kitten.
Oh, damn.
That's cute.
The reviews
are in.
That's a
good note.
Energy and a laugh track did wonders for those Holocaust.
Yeah. I was trying to do an impression of the video, but I feel like it didn't come through.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, that now it's perfect.
I feel like it didn't come
through. You need to
quit?
No, you should not quit.
Don't
quit.
That.
You should do more, but add a laugh.
In private, on a private server.
Add a laugh track, and you should fucking.
See, I feel weird about the laugh track, because now I'm just like faking the response.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, we are too. No, but it's not respect. It's just, you know, it's
just the format.
You're doing it as comedy. You're not adding laugh track to make people laugh. That's where the joke's supposed to be. So that way, if it's not there, there's a laugh at least. There's not dead air. Yeah. It's not just us staring at some fucking little Indian kid.
That's what it feels like.
Yeah, dude, no. I'd say keep doing those.
I'll say this about that video.
Yes.
Better than anything Scopo's ever done.
There you go.
Wow.
Damn.
That's just mean, Joe. Wait.
Well, I was hoping for a laugh. Helmet on for that one.
Yeah. Well, don't say true
Joe
things.
This is what Joe does, Bobby. Joe will say something, and then he goes, "You're not mad at me, right?"
I'm a human.
That's called Joe List.
Yeah, he's a
What's the name of your album?
Wait.
It's called Are You Mad at Me?
Yeah.
Sarah has something to say.
Yeah, Sarah.
Does Scopo have YouTube videos?
Oh.
Is there a Scopo YouTube video?
I have my stand-up videos.
Oh, okay.
No, he doesn't.
No.
I'm not watching that. I'm not ending on a fucking low, low note.
Yeah.
Watch if you don't get mad at Bobby, Chris.
I'd rather watch beheadings.
Why don't you get mad at him?
Why?
Well, he pays me sometimes.
I love that he said sometimes.
Wish I could say the same.
Fair enough.
Bobby owes me $800.
I don't. How the fuck did it get up to $800? And I bought you fucking everything today.
And we're getting pizza.
Pizza!
And I'm buying pizza.
Yeah! All right. Pizza, let's do it.
Pizza party. Pizza party. We're on me. I'm buying pizza. I'm not getting this fucking gay pizza. You like the chicken, whatever it is.
Indian blood.
Straight pizza.
All right, straight pizza.
Don't worry, Tim. I got you.
Don't exclude me from pizza.
You're in, baby. We're going to get pizza right now. I want to thank all you guys for coming in. I fucking love you, Dad. Thank you guys for coming in and having a good time. Did you have a good time?
Awesome.
Thank you for the gift. Lauren, Deepu, first of all, what do you got, Scopo?
I'm at Laugh It Up July 30th with Luis J. Gomez.
Okay.
He's headlining?
He's headlining.
It had to happen.
Did it?
Yeah, well, yeah, fucking 9 years in the business.
And then July 29th, I'll be at Governor's. Come check it out.
That's
Who are you with at Governor's?
Lauren, what do you got, baby?
I think it's like a certain house show they're doing.
Fundraiser for Seaford Lacrosse that me and Scopo will be doing.
No, it's not Lacrosse.
Lacrosse. It's always like two things that are ridiculous. It's like it's so Seaford local. Lacrosse and brain cancer.
last time we did it, it was that.
Yeah, last time it was like brain cancer and like, you know, East Meadow Lacrosse.
Softball team.
Yeah.
Lauren, what do you have besides a lonely bed?
Aw, it's so lonely.
Why don't you get on Tinder? I don't understand.
I don't want to do it.
Why?
What about Bumble?
What about fucking, look at Anthony. Anthony, you're single, right?
Yeah, nice man right here.
Are you single?
She's probably been through puberty. Stop.
Shave it.
See, that just goes to show you, though, how she goes, oh, yeah, not getting laid, this, that, the other. How not desperate she is. You bring up, like, Tinder. She's like, nah, I'm not going to do that. Yeah. Like, a guy that isn't getting laid is just swiping like a madman.
Yeah.
You're still like, nah. Yeah. She knows it's like, oh, what, Tinder? I'll just go out to a bar. Shake my ass a little, and she'll fucking. That's what I
do. Will you go order two large cheese pizza and a grandma pizza for us, please?
Yeah,
Ben's. Yeah,
okay.
Two large. Is that good?
That's
pay
great.
For it like he paid for the
is that
steak.
Good? Two
Wait,
large.
What are we gonna eat?
Go order them. Go order them, I'll be over to. Go over there.
No, go over there. It's quicker.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, take my fucking wallet.
Yeah.
There we go.
And then go to the ATM. Grab like $440 for me. T-shirt.
Grab a rope for me to hang myself.
No, dude, you're not bummed out about that, are you?
A little bit. Yeah,
there you go, buddy. What?
That test showing did not
go well.
Constructive criticism.
Yeah.
I think it is
very constructive.
Yeah. Shit.
Where?
You know what?
Ben's is cash.
Ben's is cash.
Cash only.
Is your belt undone?
Drug.
Yeah, I undo my belt.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
All right, how much is a pizza?
That's good.
In New York, about $38.
Yeah. They're 60?
Is that good?
Whoa. That should do it, yeah.
Yeah, just take a C-note,
would
you?
Wow.
Oh. All right, I want a I want a fucking grandma pizza.
Two grandmas?
And one.
A Sicilian.
He said one.
Fucking one.
Sicilian.
And
a cheese Sicilian and grandma.
A cheese Sicilian and grandma. I'm not fucking with Sicilian. So if you're fucking Sicilian,
good.
I'll eat Sicilian.
I'm half Sicilian and grandma.
I'm half Sicilian.
You guys do Sicilian. I'm doing grandma.
We'll do Sicilian.
And I'm getting two slices.
All right, that's good.
Take three.
I want two corners.
You got it.
All right.
What are you doing, Anthony?
If there's only square pizzas, I'm not eating any of them.
No, you get a large cheese.
Get a large cheese.
Regular, but good. That's what I want.
A large cheese.
What are you, communist?
Okay. A large cheese.
No pepperoni.
Yeah. A large cheese.
Yeah.
Large cheese.
Large cheese and a fucking, and a bottle of wine. No, I'm kidding.
Now we can eat.
Get some red flakes.
All right, I'm going to
let's go.
Dates. July 21st, 22nd, 23rd.
Why do you sound like Kermit the Frog?
You'll be at Punchline in Philly.
That's for people live. This weekend, I'm at Punchline Philly.
You got Deepu energy.
Aw, I know.
Yeah, but people are listening to her.
29th, 30th, 31st, Laugh Out Loud, San Antonio.
San Antonio.
Hey.
And I think after that, the week after that, I'm going to L.A. for the TCAs for Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll. Make
TCA.
Sure you... TCAs, yeah, it's like, you know, the upfronts. It's
It's
not upfronts. It's, you know, you go there. It's really weird. You go there. It's all the shows on TV have their own day at this hotel.
Oh, cool.
And at, like all the networks. So Fox has their weekend. So all Fox shows, which is FX and blah, blah, go to this hotel in Pasadena. And you go in front, you do a panel in front of all the press in the world.
Oh.
So it's almost like you go on the stage and everybody has their faces are glowing from their laptops and they're just staring at you and they're writing about your show.
Yeah.
So you have to do this panel but ours is kind of fun. We fuck off and have fun with it, but they can be very boring. Like I've watched a couple of them and it's just actors talking about acting. Which can be like, you know, I won the part. I wanted to. It's like, oof. But
what day is Deepu's video?
When does your video come out?
I don't know yet. Schedule's changing.
Anyways, so I'll be there. I might try to do some podcasts while I'm out there. My Marin is coming out. Out soon. So, and also, my tour is up. It's not announced yet. We're still waiting on some artwork. But go to RobertKellyLive.com. True Story Tour is up, which is September, October, November, December. I'm all over the fucking place. Just little rock venues, theaters, and clubs. I'm taking Stavros with me. I might maybe take fucking Tim. I'm gonna add some shows, but it's gonna be we're gonna do little rock spots in Cleveland, Erie.
Drum solo halfway through the set. Drum solo halfway through.
I don't know, man. I'm gonna try to. It's gonna be whatever. You know what I mean? I was gonna go by myself, but I'm like, fuck it. Let's just go have fun.
Yes. You should put a guest spot between Tim and you. He's pretty strong. I mean.
And then
just have a buffer is what I'm saying. I mean, some of your stuff.
I think that's a Scopo spot.
I don't like that. I fucking say nothing but nice things about this guy, and all he does is put me down.
I'm not. First of all, I didn't put you down. I put him up.
Trashes,
I'm complimenting him.
Yeah, you put me down by doing that, and then he trashes my show. All he does is fucking put me down.
I said you should name your episode. I'm not hungry. Hardest I've laughed ever in my life. I said you have a Ninja Turtle head. That's very sweet. I think that's nice. And you've been picking on my small mouth, which has been diagnosed. And I asked you nicely. Now that I'm diagnosed medically, I don't think we should be poking fun. I have a condition.
All right. Anyways, go to RobertKellyLive.com. You're the fucking best fans in the world. Thanks for coming out. Thanks for listening live in the chat room. And you guys subscribe, review, and make sure you download the app at iTunes and on the Android network and subscribe. It's $1.99 a month. You guys have already done it. I fucking love you to death. Thanks for supporting the show. It's $1.99 a month. Get the app for your phone, which is free. And I'm doing a bunch of one-on-ones. There's we got a Creeps with Kids show that's happening on August 30th. Me, Bonnie McFarlane, Louis J. Gomez, and Jim Florentine, hosted by Ron Bennington at the Village Underground. It's us doing stand-up about our kids and then a panel about parenting. That's going behind behind the paywall. So if you don't see it live, you're only going to get it for premium members of the YKWD. So go join now. It's $1.99 a month. It's nothing. You're supporting the show, you're supporting us, and you're going to get free shit. So there you go. You guys are the best in the world. We'll see you next time. You know what, dude?
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they are all free.